Welcome to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What any chance?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands.
I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. She was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if a favorite toy just happened to be half-naked muscular men? All right, everybody, welcome back to episode 58 of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. We're back, we got new music, we got a new intro, and we are pumped. Pete's here, Travis is here, I'm here, along with our guest, Kyle Moore. How you doing, Kyle?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Thanks for coming over, this is gonna be fun.
Fantastic, can't wait. Glad to be back.
Travis, what's going on?
I got a new phone.
You do?
Yep.
It's the best.
Yep. iPhone 3GS. This thing is fucking sweet.
Yep. So I'm no longer a Windows phone subscriber, and I have an iPhone.
What's it like getting all your messages?
That is the part I'm most excited about, is no longer missing text messages. And you know, we have this group thread with a bunch of our buddies, and all of a sudden people will be talking about something, and I'm like, what the hell is everyone talking about? I'm happy.
I love the fact that because of being on Wi-Fi, you know, you can use the iMessage to other iPhone users. Now that the three of us have iPhones, our little group thread specifically about the show stuff is actually, like, it all goes through now. It's not, I don't have to go and set it on the door handle at the fire station hoping that my message gets out to you guys. So.
Oh, that's right. I never thought of that.
Yep.
Nice. So. We're all blue. We all got blue texts.
Yep. And what's so funny is, and Travis told me Steve said the same thing, I texted him something, and I saw that it was, immediately saw that it was blue, and I went, oh my god, did you get an iPhone? Yup. How long did it end up taking before your wife realized that you'd gotten a new phone?
Over a day. It took someone saying something to her about it.
So you don't have the same plan as your wife?
She's, we do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So she's still on a Windows phone?
She has an iPhone.
Yeah, okay. He's had an iPhone for a while. Oh, so okay. Travis is allowed to make decisions at the phone company without his wife, Kyle.
Oh, wow.
So, you know,
speaking of Kyle, Kyle Moore, did you introduce Kyle already?
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, yep. You were busy.
Kyle's here.
Out of work on your
you listen to this show?
Did you wait?
I
did
sometimes
you
do like a couple days after it gets posted? But.
Did you or did you not say that it was the Hulkbuster that you were describing? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Pete, what's going on with you?
Not a lot.
Oh.
So well, the. The most exciting thing going on right now in my life is MuskieCon has absolutely blown up in the last couple of weeks. I had one flyer that's had over 100 shares. A ton of people are just tagging their friends in it, and it's striking up conversations. I've been in it. We're almost full of vendors. I've added more artists. We're working on a Magic the Gathering tournament. We're working on a horror effects makeup artist actually doing a live demo. We're talking about already having to move into the overflow area. So I'm super excited. And not only because of the word getting out, but the quality of vendors that I have coming. I mean, it's people that have awesome stuff. And there's going to be, you know, when you do a show that has inexpensive tables. You get a lot of people that buy multiple booths. So, yes, there's going to be roughly 60 booths, but we're only going to have 28 vendors, 25 vendors, because people have bought multiple to be able to bring more stuff. And initially, I was a smidge concerned because, you know, is there going to be enough variety? But we have, I mean, we've got the comics covered. The toys are more than covered. And the variety of toys is more than covered. But we've got, there's a tie-dye t-shirt and superhero kid, little girl tutu booth. There's a handcrafted leather booth. There is a horror makeup guy. There's three different types of artists. There's going to, the media, the press requests have all of a sudden, I've had three press requests this week. There's going to be at least one, if not two, live podcasts at the show. There's people that are doing photography and videography. I'm going to be on a podcast called the Geekly Gab and Nerdical Nonsense Show.
Traitor!
Next month to advertise for the show. I've been asked to be on Muskegon Monthly, which is a monthly show on YouTube about the happenings going on in Muskegon. So it's, holy shit, you know? I mean, it's really just kind of all become very, very real. So I'm super excited. I can't wait for the day to come. I've already started to get volunteers to work, you know, to help with load in, load out, help with setting up tables, tearing down tables. So I'm excited. So it's a lot to kind of wrap your mind around, especially when everything is kind of hitting all of a sudden. But I've had numerous emails and numerous Facebook messages of, hey, if there's anything we can do, we just want you to succeed. We want to see this. Muskegon deserves it. We're so glad somebody's pulling the trigger on it. So the support has been absolutely immense from people I've never met before. So I'm excited. March 18th at the Holiday Inn on 3rd Street, downtown Muskegon, right next to the completely redone Western Avenue. There's a couple of great breweries down there, a couple of great pizza places, new restaurants. So you can come down, you know, and check out the show, grab a great bite to eat, get a craft beer. I'm really looking forward to it. So.
It's going to be funny because, like, as a podcast, we're going to be kind of spread out. We're not going to be together, you know. Well, I guess I'm going to be close to Trav, I think, as the plan stands right now.
Right, but the way you got to think about, like you and I talked about on the phone, you're signing autographs for selling prints like a madman, we hope. You know, Travis has got 2-3 people in his booth working while he wanders, and then I'm running the event, so it's crazy to think.
Yeah.
I think all my workers are going to be busy, to be honest.
Well, Vernetta asked me last night if she's like, so am I helping you or am I helping Trav? I was like, I'll get back to you.
Yeah.
You know, he's really excited when he goes through the entire list of everybody that's going to be there, and he doesn't say a thing about the food vendors. Not a single word about food vendors.
Well, you know,
he is excited.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
But that's a partial struggle that I'm dealing with because I'm not allowed to have any outside food vendors.
Ooh.
Anything I do food-wise has to be done through the venue, and they don't typically make it. The way they would normally set it up would be I would pay to feed 100 people and then they would just provide food for 100 people. That doesn't work in our setting.
No.
So I'm working with the staff there to see if they can do a burger and fries, you know what I mean? Be able to just do like, so then there's at least something there.
Popcorn, something simple.
Yeah, you know, to try to, but again, it's trying to, because what they wanted initially, and I had to tell them I couldn't do that, was, well, we need to know how much food you need up front.
There's
am I
no
going to get
way.
100 people or am I going to get 10,000 people? I can't do that, you know?
I'm sneaking in hamburgers, and with every print, there's going to be a free hamburger. Prints are $30 now. They were $10, but yeah. So that's how I'm going to handle that. Tashi Station will be there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. In force. Yeah, we've got a couple booths, and we're still deciding how we want to do the layout, whether it's going to walk through or whatever, but we're going to be there, and yeah, we can't wait. A lot of stuff going on. Yeah.
And like I said, it's so cool to have all you guys on board. That they're one end of the venue, literally Travis has 4 booths. You have 2 booths right across the aisle from him. And then Steve's in the first booth of Artist Alley, which is at the end of his line.
So we're all going to be, yeah, that's going to be great.
Yeah, yep. And then in the corner.
So if there is popcorn, we can throw popcorn at each other.
Well, and then on the other side of Travis is going to be Mike Brandis with MB Custom Toys, the custom Funko Pops.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, and then you go work around that corner. All of a sudden, there's Mall of Justice, Rudy Garza with 3 tables. I mean, it's just, It's going to be awesome. Like, I'm super stoked.
Can't wait.
So obviously Steve is going to be there with his art. Horror artist Roger Scholes is going to be there. I will say the name because he reached out to me, Scott Rosema. Probably the most famous local artist from Muskegon, has actually been published by Marvel, shown interest. So I'm hoping I can make that happen. Generationally, I think we're a little bit different as far as phone calls versus Facebook messages and what have you. I sent him a Facebook message like 4 days ago and he hasn't even seen it yet. You know, you just see the generational difference, and not everybody uses Facebook. So
we should have Kyle reach out because he's on same page.
Right. I'll send a Facebook message.
You got birds, you can send a bird.
Yep, I could very well send a carrier bird, yeah.
But I've had two conversations with him, one on the phone and one in person, and he was very excited of an idea of there being a show right here in his hometown. Was unable to commit initially because he hadn't had his schedule completely done. And then now I think that all of the buzz that has happened, I think it's given it some legitimacy, and it wasn't just some weird guy he'd never met before calling him about showing up at a con.
Right.
And I think when you do as many appearances as he does, you've got to kind of vet the event a little bit so you don't just show up and it's in some dude's basement for eight of his friends. So, but I'm looking forward to that. I'm hoping Matt Rodriguez signs on to be there with his Defenders of Eden comic and action figure prototypes. So,
you know, you talking about all this, it really, Travis has built an empire. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at this.
Well, Travis has surrounded himself with people that are building his empire. You're absolutely right. It's very Egyptian because the Egyptian leaders, they never put bricks on the pyramid. He was just like, hey, I want to get all these people. And then the pyramid was built. So that's kind of where we're at.
I don't think I'll be buried in a gold sarcophagus, though, okay? I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure you deserve a gold sarcophagus because you actually pronounced it correctly, and I am super impressed.
I was proud. So, I was proud.
He's got his phone out. He's looking at it right now. He's waiting.
He was Googling it the whole time.
Yeah. Not that fast.
He didn't hear anything we said
until
his name came up. Yeah. He was just staring at his phone.
And you guys, and obviously the three of you at this table have been super supportive and brutally honest with me, which is the most important thing because, as you guys all know, I am light a match, light a campfire, burn a building down. I don't always know where to cut something off or to slow it. And I asked both Travis and Steve when I first talked about doing this, I asked them to make sure they kept a firm grip on my ankles to keep me too far out of the clouds. And they've done a good job with that. And I do appreciate that. And like I said, the support has been awesome. So check out the page. We're starting to reveal vendors and starting to promo who's going to be there and what they're bringing and what they're doing. And so.
Awesome. Matt Rodriguez, get on board. Come on, bud. Let's get this done.
Yeah.
Don't be a holdout. So,
right?
No.
Well, now that Pete's done bragging, Kyle.
I said, okay. I want you guys to hit the 15-second button back right now, probably 8 to 12 times, and I want you to hear Steve go, "Hey, Pete, what's up with you?" "Not much." "Well, there's a lot going on with you." "Okay, then." I tried to get by it. I was going to save it for the end.
Listeners, do you ever notice how Pete reacts when I throw just a little bit of an insult his way? He just blows up. How many shots do I take per episode, and I just move on?
You're a big target.
It's because I'm tough.
It's probably because you don't hear half of them. You're probably just moving on. You're thinking about the next thing.
Hot toys. He-Man.
Best two things in the world.
We know He-Man. Travis isn't hearing anything.
All right, so. Kyle, what's going on with you? You got anything you want to talk about?
There's not a whole lot to do after coming off of that. Working, getting ready to celebrate. Star Wars Celebration is in April.
Oh, that's right. You're going to Celebration.
I'm going to Celebration.
So I'm so pumped for you.
Oh, man, it's going to be great.
Is this Florida?
This is in Orlando, yeah.
Okay. Now, do they rotate it every other year from California to Florida?
Originally, the first one was in Denver, and then they did two in Indy, and then they went back and forth. And what they're doing now is they go U.S. 1 year, and then they go Europe, and then back. Now, since Disney's bought Star Wars, basically,
Orlando makes sense.
Orlando and Anaheim, so you've got Disneyland and Disney World. And they haven't ever made an official, you know, what they're going to do, but I can't imagine that they're going to not go Anaheim, Orlando, back and forth, because it's Disney. They're going to want, why would they go to Indy when there's no Disney park there?
Right. They're generating backside revenue.
Oh, my gosh. So. And I know when we went to Anaheim, our hotel was across the street. And I mean across the street from Disneyland. Right. We got to see fireworks every night. We got to hear people screaming on rides. I mean, literally right. across the street. So I'm looking forward to that. Plus, you know, in on the 4th is the Byron Center show here locally. And then that basically starts
starts the season
yep. for us. I mean, we've got the show then on the 4th. We've got the Great Lakes.
Great Lakes
at the end of February.
Yep, 28th, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then show in March, show in April. Two shows in March. April. And then, I mean...
Is Rodriguez is in March, too?
No, this is the April. The homeschool building show.
Oh, that
March,
one, okay.
It's the following weekend after mine, right?
Yes,
it's the last weekend.
The last weekend. And then the show, Matt's show's in April. And then Motor City's in May.
Yep.
I mean, it literally, we just start rocking and rolling. But I've
King
got...
King County was in
King
there,
County,
too.
Yeah. Yeah. King County's the same weekend as Motor City, though, so...
I don't think so.
Isn't it in the spring?
No.
Okay. But... So on top of all that stuff I have to get ready for, then I have Celebration, and tickets are paid for, et cetera, but I'm not stopping at stores as much as I have been.
Got to save that cash.
Yeah, I'll go in and if I find something on clearance or whatever, but it's tough. It's real tough.
And you're one of the elite hunters in our group. I mean, not only your proximity to all of the Toys R Us and that kind of, you are always on the hunt for something.
I'm always
so
looking for anything.
To hear you're backing off a little bit, you're
just
like,
a little,
wow.
Yeah. Like, you know? For example, usually when I come up here to do a show or hang out with you guys, I leave my house a couple hours early and I raid. I mean, I literally stop at every store and most times I find something pretty good, and then I catch shit about it. But
yep, and then rub it in. Yeah, that's you.
But I drove right here. I'm driving right home.
Have you found any of the newest Spider-Man wave, Marvel Legends?
Not only have I not found any of the newest Spider-Man wave, I have yet to see in Grand Rapids any of the previous Spider-Man wave with Silk and Electro. Not a single one. I have two, and I got them from Pete.
Wow.
So I'm a little concerned because I know there's always a kickback. There, you know, there's a little bit later.
Yep.
There's more on the shelf if you want to prove before you leave. So
gives you a real good deal on those Spider-Man.
Yeah. So I'm a little concerned that I haven't seen any of that wave yet, considering the small amount that I saw of the Civil War wave, Black Panther and, you know, Cap and stuff.
Wow.
We didn't get a lot of those. And the ones we did get, and of course you get Cap and Iron Man sitting on the shelf.
Yeah.
It really was pretty sparse. Hmm. The biggest wave we had recently was the X-Men wave.
Yeah.
And of course you can't find Deadpool or Wolverine, so I was a little concerned that we haven't seen that wave. So listen to the last podcast you guys were talking about that Spider-Man wave and you're finding, am I starting to get a little weirded out? Because if I can't get them relatively quick, then I start to get worried and then.
Yeah.
But no, I usually hit 10 or 12 stores regularly.
Yeah.
Yeah, in my hunt, so.
Yeah, you and Bill have got Grand Rapids pretty staked out, and that's just the two guys that we know.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, for every one we know, there's probably five out there that you're competing with, you know?
Well, every so often I'll see somebody from the Michigan Toy Traders group post something, and I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Now I know there's this guy out here looking.
Exactly.
Derek Trevelyan's out there, too. He does a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, yeah.
How many times have you guys actually bumped into somebody like in the aisle that was doing the same thing as you?
You know, it's funny. I will say it's rare that I do.
And rare for me as well.
But we did. You and I had an interesting. So we were in Target kind of poking our heads around. And I found the little loyal subjects, the Turtles one. Target had them. And I said to Pete, oh, man, but no He-Man. And this guy who's also in the aisle goes, oh, He-Man, I remember that from when I was a kid. And he had a couple toys in his hand. And I'm like, oh, here's a perfect chance to say, hey, dude, you know, Michigan Toy Traders, blah, blah, blah. Pete's like, oh, hey, buddy. They're like, you know, brothers from another mother or something. And so then they start talking. I'm like, well, I guess I don't have to do my spiel.
Yeah. No. That's good. That's good that you don't have to do that. But
Yeah, and then I pulled up his Facebook and I showed him showed Travis pictures of this guy being suspended with shark hooks through his shoulder blades, like the skin, and swinging in a garage. So he's into catharsis.
What the fuck is that?
So it's a form of therapy.
Something you and I will never understand.
But and there's pictures with hooks through his knees, like the skin on his knees, literally dangling, like swinging in a garage. I'll show you before we go.
There's no way the skin on my knees would hold me. No,
mine either. No, he was a thinner guy.
I've bumped into. I met Derek Trevelyan that way. I bumped him to a Walmart. I've bumped into a few guys, and I do the spiel too. Give them the Michigan Toy Traders. Hand them one of my business cards, but you know they're doing the same thing I'm doing. So while you're polite and you're like, okay, there's one more person.
Competition. So
gonna be grabbing that figure off the shelf.
I was looking the other day. I had my son with me, and we were perusing and. Guy was looking, he's like, yeah, you know, I'm looking, the one I've really had trouble finding has been Deadpool. I said, oh, seriously? Well, here's my card. I said, I got three cases of those coming. I'll have 18 of those Deadpools, so if you need one, let me know.
Did you tell him how much, though?
What?
Did you tell him
how much? I did not tell him how much, no. But it's just funny, because you turn the corner, and you're like, that son of a bitch is looking for the same thing I'm looking for. And you don't want to be rude, but you're also like, it's a free country. This is Trump's America. I'm coming in. I'm gonna get that figure. So,
that's right.
Steve just pushes people, like just old, young, doesn't matter. Just pushes them right down.
I gotta get my toys.
He's a real life Ram man. That's what it comes down to.
Gotta get my toys.
So,
I had a funny, interesting experience. Well, in at Kyle's, one of Kyle's tier Toys R Us's. Met Kyle for lunch the other day. I had to bring my wife. I can't talk today. Can't talk any day. Why? What's different? I had to bring my wife to the airport. Called Kyle. I was in town. It's like, hey, let's go Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Met at the new Chick-fil-A. It was awesome. And then on my way home, I'm like, all right, I gotta go hunt. Go do some hunting. Go to the Toys R Us on, which would
had it been an Alpine. I can't.
Yeah, Alpine. Alpine Toys R Us. And I'm looking around, and I bump into one of the workers there. Seemed to be like a manager, the way he talked about his store. But
it's probably Chris.
And is Chris kind of a know-it-all?
I don't know about that, but he's the manager of the store. Oh. So,
anyways, I was asking him for a few things. I was looking for the Voltron lions. I'm like, you see Voltron? And he says, no, it would be in the adult section. And I'm like, no, I don't really think it would. It'd be in the collectibles section. And I'm like, no. I didn't say no. I just like, oh, okay. He has no idea what I'm talking about. He's like, all that old stuff from the 80s. Like, well, you know, there's a new cartoon on Netflix, don't you? And he says, oh, no, I didn't know that. And then he tells me, he schools me on some G.I. Joe. He goes, hey, it's like those G.I. Joe figures. He says, you know, see those G.I. Joe figures we've had here? And I go, yeah. He goes, that's just all old stock. That's stuff that they didn't sell years ago, and they just threw it in packages and put it back up. I'm like, really? I didn't know that.
Wow.
So he's working for Toys R Us, and he's quite the toy aficionado.
Yeah, he knows his stuff.
He knows his stuff.
See, now I wouldn't have been able to do that. I would have said, dude.
You don't know what to fuck
shut
the hell
you'd
up.
Correct him?
Oh, my God.
I would
let him get away with it.
Kyle would correct him. Remember? Oh, yeah, Kyle would. He'd jump in and be like, you know, sir.
No, actually, Pete, you didn't. No, Prowl, actually. You need to have Prowl to make that whole thing. You didn't find them all in the wild. Just so you know.
It wasn't Prowl. It was Blades. It wasn't Blades either. It was...
No, it wasn't Blades. It was Prowl. It's the motorcycle.
No. Prowl's a police car. We don't have to go down this road again.
Here I am on that road again.
But yeah, I would have. I would have let him get away with the, you know, the Voltron, the 80s thing. But a second he said something about the G.I. Joe, I would have said, okay, let me. I'm going to take
it. You're messing this up here, okay? Yeah. I got to fill you in, so yeah.
I would have had to say something to him.
You're gonna be turning away Joe fans, yeah.
So, anyways, I don't really have much more than that. Just
so you didn't find anything, did you?
I didn't find shit.
No fun for hunting.
I went to Target next door.
Yep.
I didn't even bother going to Meijer across the street. Didn't find shit.
Not hunters down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw where the Voltron lions were supposed to be at Target.
Yeah.
But
like, I'm kind of regretting not buying those.
You're good at it.
I've seen them all, and I don't know.
Steve's a big fan.
Yeah, I know. I heard the last podcast.
Did you watch the cartoon?
I haven't watched the new one.
Okay, then that's it.
But I've seen the Voltron, and I'm not crazy about
I think you have to watch the cartoon.
The proportions
to appreciate
it. Of it and stuff. Oh no, I mean I've seen some of it, and I'm a huge fan, but yeah, I don't know.
It's not your Voltron.
Well, it's not my Voltron, but and I'm cool with that. I mean, they modernized it, but it's not even. I mean, it's there's something about it that I just thought was too. It's too sleek. It's too. I don't know. It's too. Like Pete said it in the last podcast. You know, you got the supermodel waist. I thought the same thing. I thought, okay, that's where I'm. If I'm a Robeast, that's where I'm going after it.
Yeah,
I'm going after the waist.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see what you think after you see mine when it's all when I get all the lines.
When you get it all put together.
Yeah. Anyways.
Groove.
And I am
Groove.
Very excited.
You were looking that up, weren't
I
you?
Was.
I know you
I
were.
I had to. I had to.
Of course.
I'm excited to get to...
Thanks, UPS guy! I am excited to get to this. I got nothing. But this beautifully haired son of a bitch brought this in. And he intentionally set it on the table and blocked it with a box. So I haven't actually got to see it yet. I am literally probably going to make love to this before I leave here today. Oh, and man. It is the Steven.
This is the NECA quarter scale Donatello. I brought the box over just because I think it's a great box. All right, so our board is possessed. And it just started doing drops on its own. So we're going to try it again. See.
I think the iPad was just as excited about the Donatello.
Yeah, it just started playing drops.
Blew a load. Blew
it
load. It
just started playing shit.
You hovered that Donatello over top of it, and it went crazy.
That's right. So, Pete, as you were saying.
It is just incredible. It is everything that I wanted it to be, and I cannot wait to get mine. It's amazing. The amount of detail, have you played much with it as far as posability? He's got it currently, and we'll post a picture of him, you know, just standing there kind of, you know, two hands on the top of his staff, just kind of lounging, and it's absolutely incredible. Like I said, the amount of detail, the backside of the bandana is actually cloth. The loops to hold his staff on his back are cloth. Comes with a slice of pizza. That's bigger than a Marvel Legends head, which is awesome. So the standard radioactive material canister. Three full. Oh, a thumbs up hand.
That
is so good. That is so good. So it comes with six hands total. It's yours. What do you think?
I love it.
It's, yeah.
You know, that movie, when I was a kid, I fell in love with that movie. I think at one time, I think I could recite the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, Secret of the U's impressed me less. And then I think, what's the third one, Turtles in Time? Or it's the one
the Samurai one?
The Samurai one, I didn't even see. I thought that was, you know.
I had some fun, I had a fun auxiliary character, but. It was not, you know,
yeah.
Anything.
And there was two things going on there. One, I was getting older, and the Turtles movies were getting cornier. But that first movie, I just watched it again. I pulled it out when I got this, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to watch this with the kids. That first movie, yeah, it's got some wacky stuff, and it's got some funny fighting tricks in it and whatnot. But, I mean, spinning Michelangelo on the floor with his nunchucks out and, you know, foot soldiers just falling to the wayside. It's got some ridiculous stuff like that in it, but the storyline is really good. And I like Casey Jones in it. If they were going to do a male character, or not a male necessarily character, but a human character is what I'm trying to say. In this line, I would want Casey Jones to go with the four turtles. I think that would be awesome. But yeah, he's right out of the movie. I can't say enough about the paint job they put on him. The weathering, or not the weathering, the shadows that they've got like in his bandana, the front, the part that goes around his head is plastic. And then it's like got a glued on, probably knot of fabric in the back that goes to his like Pete was talking about the fabric off from the back. But the way that they shaded and shaded his elbow pads, his knee pads, the shell, it's just fantastic. It's right out of that movie.
It's not overdone either. They didn't like go overboard with the grooves and the musculature and stuff. It's really, really well detailed.
It's a Jim Henson turtle.
It's right out of the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Yeah.
It's Hot Toys quality.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it is.
You know, Joe Ryan, you know, a fan of the show there from over in Illinois, he commented that NECA has really been killing it with their stuff. And I hadn't really noticed it because I really don't buy that much NECA stuff.
Right.
Holy shit. This is absolutely amazing. You know, he hit it right on the head. This is... It's unbelievable.
Now, articulation's a little limited. He is ratchet jointed. I mean, Pete, you can grab him and move him around if you want. He's about 50 pounds. he's not that heavy.
He's
but
a behemoth.
He's heavy. You're not going to get him in crazy dynamic poses, but you can get him in good poses. You know, those turtles, they jumped around and they did stuff, but there's no... You don't feel the need to get them in like
a flying kick.
No, right. No, you just don't need that. It's the sculpt in the face and the hands they give you gives you the opportunity to put them in an expressive way that makes that turtle like him leaning on his staff. To me, that's Donnie.
Yes.
You know,
that's really what I was describing. That's perfect.
Yeah,
it's that with the whole. Can't even get worse, dude. I'm so excited about this damn thing.
You know, it's Gary, too. Gary's been losing his mind about this.
I know why.
You
know,
and it makes sense. Now that you see it in person, it really does pop. And I saw him in the package, you know, at the store when I sent you guys that picture to see if you wanted them. And I, you know, I was like, yeah, it's really cool. But when you see it out of the box, as cool as the box is, when you see it out of the box, you really appreciate it.
This is something you got to take out of the box. Yeah. Can't leave it in the box. I love the box. I don't want to keep it because it takes up a bunch of space.
Yeah.
It's a cool box.
Yeah.
But still.
And it's not like you can fold it up either.
No. You know, I think you destroy it when you do that. It's cool, though.
Yep. Awesome. So I'm excited about Raf. I got Raf pre-ordered. I'm not going to let any of these ones slip by me like I did Donatello and have to go back and try to find it.
Man, that is heavy. Holy crap.
Yeah.
That is very heavy.
That's a lot of plastic.
It's a lot of plastic.
And it's not hollow. I mean, no, I'm sure there's solid parts of it that are hollow, but it feels...
Yeah, so it's not rotocast or anything like
this. This could very well show up on a Nightline as a murder weapon. I mean, this thing is... very nice.
Oh, I love his bandana, too.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that. Oh, that's cool.
So as I've been talking, I don't know if we said it on the air or off the air, but... This will be my ode to turtles in my collection. I'm not a huge turtles guy. I collect too much stuff. I can't go into turtles. Mm-hmm. But I want these four turtles. And they're going to be awesome. I'm really pumped.
Man, these are nice. I mean, you guys know how I am about buying expensive stuff. And this is really...
You know, and I hate to say it, it's not going to be a clearance item.
No.
No, they'll never make it to clearance. No.
Nope.
You're just not going to see him.
Well, I've been looking for him, and he's sold out on a lot of the
online sites.
I was in FYE this week, and I only saw the Deadpool, and I can't even think of the other one I saw. So I didn't even see this one.
Muskegon didn't have anything quarter-inch NECA when I was there last week. Yeah.
I checked BBTS, and I checked Fanboy Collectibles, and I checked...
Entertainment Earth?
The one that's Nerdrage.com, okay. I believe, and
Dorkside,
and all of them sold out. Mm-hmm. So, and then I checked eBay, and his price was bumping up 160, 170.
Holy shit.
So that's why I moved. I was like, I got to do it now, or I'm going to, it's, you know, who knows how far up he's going to go.
Pete, what are you going to do? Are you going to hope for a re-release on through Diamond?
Absolutely not.
There's another one up north, as far as we know, but the box is messed up.
Yeah, but if
I don't care about the fucking box.
Yeah,
get a hold of Rob. That's how I got this one. I got a hold of my neighbor, and he's been on the show.
Sometimes
we talked about Rob on here, and he
might get a discount.
Yeah, sometimes you just ask the right person to say,
"Hey, grabbed it for me.
Can you take 20% off of this or something?"
Yeah,
but I'm the face too. I mean, the shading on the face and it's great.
Yeah,
holy crap,
amazing figure.
All right.
Text message sent to Rob.
Nice.
Yeah, that's... And like I said on the last episode, and I said it before we started the show today, I am fully anticipating those to be the pride and joy of my collection. So, and this right here, I totally anticipate never being in my collection ever. Steven spent the last week or so finally able to get the Black Lion out of the box, the Voltron Lion. Do you guys remember we talked about Voltron as the Power Rangers ripoff?
Whoa.
Just let him say his, yeah, okay. Spew his lies.
Let's go the other way with that.
Huh. Steven does go the other way because he's a big He-Man fan.
Okay, so I brought the Black Lion again, now out of the package. And I also was able to score the Green Lion. I can't find any more lions.
Well, let me know.
No
lions? I found them all the other day. All of them.
Where?
I was at, was it a Target?
Or on left? Alpine?
No.
No, in Muskegon, poaching.
I was not in Muskegon. I was at the Target out on Cascade, I believe.
Well, I need yellow, blue, and red.
All right.
Now,
you can't touch this thing without setting off the damn voice.
Sure you can. Flip the switch. I was back to off.
Ooh.
Fuck you.
Boom. Now, getting the Black Lion out of the package, the Black Lion is freaking awesome. He's just like the cartoon, the new cartoon, the new Netflix cartoon, which, by the way, I love. This is... I'm gonna quick... turn him into as if
Voltron
he were
bust.
Yes, as if he were going to be Voltron. I love the way for a production toy that is in stores, this thing was made very good.
Very well.
It's very transforming well. Very similarly to the old, original.
Yes.
I think the black does. I think it gets a little interesting when he.
So there's the black bust, Lyle. If you just, or Lyle, Kyle. If you will...
Very similar to the Power Rangers Megazord from the 90s that this was ripped off from.
No.
You're so ridiculous.
Okay, you can't tell me
this is
not.
This isn't as bad as...
Now you're holding it in your hand. What are you thinking now, Kyle?
I'm thinking it's not as bad as...
Okay, now check out the Green Lion transformation now. Got the Green Lion, his tail shoves in. Doesn't fold up. These... They're not just hang. The legs don't just hang off on the sides.
They kind of actually tuck into themselves well.
They
kind of
actually tuck into themselves in the back, and then watch what they do in the front. This actually,
man, when you see Steve's big
old meats,
this actually opens up.
Just, and so the arm front legs actually tuck into the torso.
Wow. Okay, I'm down.
You know, the old Voltron, they just kind of hung on the side.
Side legs collapse into the body there?
Nope, that's what they... Whoops.
Oh, okay.
They stay like
if you
that.
Just turn the off button on the back of that, Steve, it won't do that.
I don't want the off button on.
You don't want the off button on? Okay.
God, I really can't talk today. I do not want the off button. I said it right. Off button, I don't want it on.
The power button on.
Sure.
Off is what you meant. Off I don't want on. The power button off.
I'm going to now
just
plug...
stick it in the hole.
I'm going to now plug in the Green Lion into his left arm.
Green Lion, all systems go!
Okay.
I'm buying this damn thing.
I think I'm going to
now, it knows the Green Lion is attached.
Does it say, where the hell's the rest of my body parts?
Fuck, we're waiting on the Yellow Lion.
Oh, man.
Did you hear that? He's like, fuck, we're waiting on the Yellow Lion. We're always waiting on the fucking Yellow Lion.
We're still missing the Blue Lion. We need the Red Lion. We need the Red Lion.
I like
that's,
it.
All right. I'm sold.
Yeah, I like Shit. It.
And you really think he's too... course, with this one, the shield... There's a shield that attaches to the Green Lion in this cartoon, and it kind of rides on his
Flip it over.
Back. But when it's in Voltron form, it's kind of up there on its side. I love the design, to be honest.
Well, you know, in some of the other... When you look at... Like, they have them... Not just this size, but they have them smaller, you know, 6-inch size and stuff. And it looks
skinny.
Yeah. It looks very
he's skinnier than the original. Yeah. Yep.
But
I say
now that I see it here in full form.
And then in the cartoon, they kind of when they're getting to their lion, they kind of jump on these little car speeder things.
Yeah,
like they did. And it comes with them, and then it actually fits up into a little open door that pops out down on his belly, which I like because they're actually scale.
Do they on each one of them?
Yeah. The
Puck, we're waiting on the yellow lion.
Fuck, we're waiting on the yellow lion.
Pidge is in there.
Okay, I'm down.
Yeah, it's pretty
awesome. I guess I am stopping.
And look at the articulation we got. I'm not done. You got to kind of turn these a little bit, but it will bend.
We need the red lion.
And to pick up our shield that just fell.
Shield does fall off sometimes. But he'll have knee articulation. He'll have thigh swivel. He'll have... The one thing, his head does not turn left and right when he's Voltron, but... But you can get him into some spring-loaded jaw.
Waiting on the yellow lion.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which will hold his blazing sword, which they give you a piece of. Which this will be part of the handle, and then there's each lion, I believe.
So it comes with a BAFTA, then, too.
Yeah,
comes
with a sword. Build a figure for the sword.
What are you going to have into
that? Yeah, that was
that
my question, too.
When it's all said and done.
The black lion is 30. Because I think of all the electronics, and he's a little bigger. The other lions are about 17.
That's not bad.
So you're looking at 80 plus 30. Looking at 110. So,
and I don't know if I should save it for TVs, movies, and trailers, but the cartoon, I love it. I just watched. I guess I'm not going to save it.
You binged the whole thing?
I binged the whole thing. Season 2, fantastic. I love the new twist. I cannot imagine Pearson not loving it.
Oh, Pearson would love it.
I will not introduce my son to this rubbish. No, I will tell you, and I, of course you guys know I'm always the downtrodden naysayer of stuff. I mean, what went into making that's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah.
And it's so reminiscent of the biggest toy that I had as a child, never having got into the big Joe vehicles and stuff, was the Power Rangers Megazord. And you just sit and transform it all day long, back and forth, back and forth. Pearson comes into the shop. That's the first thing he wants to do. He wants to play with my Megazord every time.
I want to play with your Megazord.
And to be able to... Well, careful, Zordon. I could definitely see him getting into that and him enjoying... And especially that toy. He would have a blast with that thing. You know? So...
Yeah, it's awesome.
And the cool thing I always loved about Voltron is I love the lions. I mean,
I liked him in lion form.
Yeah, in lion form, he's cool. I could see him sitting on my shelf in lion form, and then one day I get sick of it, and I turn it into Voltron for a while, and then I know.
What's funny is Steve has been trying to scale back his collecting.
Don't we all, though?
Yeah.
Try to scale back.
And how's that going for you, bud?
No, I guess I'm just kind of trading things out.
Yeah. It doesn't help when he shows up with it.
Yeah.
If he just said, hey, I bought this Voltron,
yeah,
you know, no big deal. But now I've seen it and go, damn it.
Now I need it too.
Crap. So I just went from scaling back to having to stop to see if I can get a $100 turtle and a $100 Voltron on the way home.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's funny is he goes to scaling back and then goes out and buys some of the most expensive. You know, you're gonna have $540 wrapped into
but
four turtles and Voltron.
That's
you know?
Big money Bishotti right there.
Yeah, man.
I mean,
yeah, it's kind of money.
He's not buying 3¾-inch.
Do you guys
want
this podcast to keep going? Are you trying to kill it? And our friendship?
Well, he scaled back. Don't worry.
Right.
Scaled up.
What's the last full wave of Marvel Legends you bought?
It's
been a while, right?
I believe it was the Juggernaut wave, X-Men.
So there's been two since.
Yeah. So.
And I still don't have my Juggernaut wave, so.
Ooh.
Some of you will be able, you know the nice thing actually about waiting?
But I ordered them. I already paid for them.
Oh, yeah. So that's right.
So that sucks.
Yeah.
When you've got, you've already put the money down.
Because you did pay. Yeah. And you paid, you know. It's just hard when I walk in now and I'll see.
All of them besides Deadpool and Wolverine.
Right.
And they're on sale.
Yeah. 15 or.
Well, I have Wolverine. I have Juggernaut's head.
Yeah.
Which is pretty awesome.
And that Wolverine's amazing.
Yeah.
My opinion, too, is you need 3 or 4 of that Wolverine because you can put them in all his different costumes and. You know, because you got friends that can paint. That's right. What's awesome about it.
Right. Like Bill and Chris.
All right. Travis,
I actually only really got one thing this week, and I got it when I walked in the door here. Pete got it for me through Diamond, and that is the Marvel Select Destroyer. And this got previewed a long time ago.
Yes.
I mean, it was quite a while ago.
Months.
Yep. And it really just started showing up at stores, so...
I want that sword for Mythic Legions.
That's what I'm like. That sword is badass.
Can I have it?
No.
I can get you the sword for $25 and I'll throw in a free figure.
I think he's really cool. I've had a chance to hold him a little bit. He's a select, so his articulation is limited as far as what poses you can get him in. But he's really a big fatty. Yeah, he's a beast. He's pretty thick. You know, the hard part is, and we talked about this right when we walked in the door, was scale. And if you talk about his scale from the Thor movie, he was gigantic.
Yeah. Huge.
Yes.
Twice the size.
Right, but in the comics, the Destroyer armor is actually, it can operate on its own, but it's actually made for Odin or Thor to get in. So to me, the scale is perfect. You know, I absolutely love it. And the fact that he's a select definitely helps. You know, I would compare him to the Juggernaut, Bath. You know, I got a Hulk. I've grabbed one of Pete's Hulks off the shelf. And if you compare the scale there, he's
probably at least a head taller.
He's a head, I think about a head taller, and he's thicker. He's just thicker than a Marvel Legends Hulk.
God damn it.
Could you imagine if they made a 10-inch, well, a little bit taller than that, but you were able to individually move the armor, slide the armor around? That'd be cool. My God.
Have to be, you know, you start talking about, and I think your figure arts realm.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely talking something like that. Yeah.
I really like the sculpt. I think they did a good job with the paint. I think Select is really up their game as far as paint apps and things like that. His armor looks really cool, and I could take his head off. He comes with this really nice Odin head. Pop this Odin head on it, and I would put it right in with my Mythic Legions.
Yeah.
What was that, Steve? What'd you say?
If you want to have, like, this character that has an abnormally large head.
Oh, come on. Mythic Legion's heads are pretty large.
They are, but I still don't know if they're that big.
Well, comparatively, I mean, isn't some of the Mythic Legions shorter than that? I mean, wouldn't that scale be...
Yeah, but wouldn't Odin be Odin's a normal-sized guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
No.
No, he's the All-Father.
He's the All-Father. Yeah. He's a monster.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, you're thinking like Anthony Hopkins.
He's no bigger than Thor, is he?
Thor.
Yeah, is he in the comics?
Big. Yeah, he's big.
Are you? It's his father. Aren't you bigger than Katie and Claire? Duh. That's how fathers and children work.
Oh,
jeez.
Yeah, you're
killing me, Smalls.
Odin's a beast.
God, you know, selects just make me angry.
Articulation
wise, piss me right. No, well, yes.
Okay.
This figure has good articulation.
It does.
It's got ankle rockers. It's got thigh swivel. We've got good arms. We got bicep swivel. It's got a good range of motion in it. It's got a little bit of an ab crunch. But now the next Hawkeye they release will probably be bigger than this guy.
Yeah.
And have no and not be able to grab his bow. They make me so angry because it's like...
The inconsistencies?
Yes.
I think they're trying, though.
Like the Thor.
Better.
The Thor with the swinging hammer. Yeah. That figure is fantastic. It's fantastic articulation.
Yep.
And then they'll put out some crap later and make Spider-Man bigger than him.
Yeah.
Or something stupid like that. It makes me stay away from selects.
Oh, the Venom and Carnage are great examples. They're gigantic.
They're gigantic. Mm-hmm. Yep. What is their problem?
But...
Yeah.
The sword is freaking awesome.
That sword's amazing.
I mean, there's nothing bad about this figure. I can't pick it apart. But I know that the next select, because they did this, they used up all their smart thinking on this one. Now they're going to be dumb for the next five figures until they come out with something good again. Pisses me off. Kind of makes me happy because it keeps me from buying them. But
yeah, it makes me super happy. Since I sell them. So.
I haven't bought too many of those, but I just saw the Colossus at FYE also.
Yeah.
And I like it. It's the classic Colossus, yep. So I like it better than the one they're releasing in the next X-Men Legends wave. Mm-hmm. And I know there's some of the scale difference between Legends and the Selects, but when they're already bigger.
Right.
You know, like Colossus is already 7 feet tall. That doesn't bother me. So that one, well, I might pick up.
But. And that's what a lot of, and that's what a lot of people do. And that's exactly why Travis bought this one, is using the select when appropriate to get into their legend scale. You know, the, you think about the, you know, in the big ones, the Thing, the Hulk, you know, the, what's the other, like the Juggernaut. I mean, those ones, they fit in better because they are larger, you know?
Yeah.
Cause I think technically Diamond is, or Select is a 7-inch scale technically, isn't it? So, you know, but like you said too, well, you can't put the Select Iron Man in with your Avengers Legends because it's just too damn big.
You know, I think so, Selects are just made to be so much more like a statue kind of thing where you're not putting them in a, like a team formation. You're kind of just putting them on their own little shelf.
Well, and how many of them came specifically with pieces? Like Doctor Doom comes with his throne.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, not designed to be in the middle of the Fantastic Four, that's designed to be in his throne.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of them come with that type of thing.
A lot of them come with, you know, nearly full unarticulated figures with them. I mean,
yeah. You know,
some like Thanos and Death.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the Spider-Man, where, what's the Spider-Man one where he's tied up and
Black Cat, I think. Yeah. Black Cat.
Yeah.
And it's something.
Black Cat.
I mean,
Green Goblin.
So, yeah. Yeah. Now, they're not articulate, but you're right.
It's cool. It's a little scene.
Well, is it Arachne? Comes with the three Hydra, and they're only half figures, but to make that scene.
Yeah.
So.
The, one of my favorites is the Pinball Machine with Punisher. Oh, my God.
Yeah. See, now, here's my thing with Selects. You know, I'm going to be buying these from Pete, but I'm going to buy them like what he just said. It's going to be figures that
fit in with Legends.
You're not collecting Select figures. You're collecting Legends that make sense.
Yeah. Like, a great example, you've got the Captain America and the Iron Man. I think they look cool, but I don't need another Captain America and Iron Man, especially that's in that scale.
Right.
You know, so, but a figure like this, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you order more than him, one?
I thought I ordered three. It's weird. When I think I order one, I order three, but when I think I order three, one shows up, so I don't freaking know. Those are still available. So if you guys,
or when he orders one, like the Ghostbusters, he orders one case and three of each figure come in each case. And
yeah, because they're two packed in the case. So I needed I needed two, and I ended up getting six.
Right,
or
with the Mythic Legions, you can fit in.
Yeah, but why would you? When you could use them with your Legends.
Well, that's true. I mean, that's what I really do.
Just get two.
I mean, if I were to get that figure, which I would like to have that figure, he'd be in with my Legends for sure.
And now I need to do something with my Allfather, my actual, because
the Baff.
Yeah, because I don't need him because I got this Odin, and this Odin's better than the Allfather.
It is better.
It's different costumes, obviously.
Right.
Yeah,
he's wearing the Destroyer armor.
I'd put the Destroyer head on.
I would too. I think the Destroyer head's cooler.
That's how I would pose him. You know, the paint is not great on this helmet.
No, I noticed the helmet was the one thing that the paint I didn't think was great. I didn't think it was awful.
No,
but
it's not crisp like it should be. Look at that, Steve. The eyes specifically.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of gummed up.
Where
yeah.
I will say that the Odin head is
the Odin head
spot
is
on.
Yeah. Nice.
It's
very
really
nice.
Done really well.
Tight.
Tight like a tiger.
Nice.
Awesome. So that's it for you?
That's it for me.
Kyle, you got anything?
I do.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
I've got one thing, actually. My wife does the Pops, the Star Wars, the Smuggler's Bounty. And when you do a year subscription for that, they send you a freebie. Now, after talking with Boonstra, who does both the Marvel and the Smuggler's Bounty, when it came time for his year, surprise thing, they sent him a old Smuggler's Bounty for his Marvel. And they sent him the Marvel box for the Smuggler's Bounty. So all they really did was recycle boxes they hadn't gotten rid of.
Yep.
And the same thing happened with us. Now, we weren't expecting it, but we got it. And this is the Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Excuse me, Guardians of the Galaxy Collector's Core box. Now, my wife opened this. I have yet to see it because it was hers. So I don't know what's in here. So we're doing that right now.
Awesome.
Sweet.
It's a cool box. Star-Lord's face there.
Yeah.
You know, with his mask.
Okay, just like with all the other boxes you get a pin and a patch. It's a pin with Groot on it and a patch with Snarky Rocket on it.
I think those patches are kind of cool.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of stuff that you talk about, you know, like what Joe Teague's doing.
That's
with
exactly
retro
what
rags.
Kathy and I are doing with,
you know,
ours. We're going to collect a bunch of them and then have them put them on a sleeve or whatnot.
Yep.
So
that's cool.
Okay.
That sucks. I was just going to say, hey, why don't you give me that patch for my retro race?
Guardians, comic book, Guardians of Infinity comic book, variant edition. It's got Baby Groot wrapped as a Christmas tree on it.
Nice. That is way pretty cool.
People love those Scotty Young variants. Yeah. I think it's it might be Scotty Young. I better.
Doesn't look like there is pop in here. Let's see what we got. Oh, mini pops. This must be like the Christmas.
Yeah, you get the Christmas edition.
The Christmas box. It's got a Baby Groot and Rocket. They're small pops. They're basically mini pops.
But they're Christmas themed, right?
They're Christmas themed. Groot's in a got a flower on or a bow on his pot, and Rocket's got a bow on his gun. So
sweet.
Let's see if we can do something with that. And then it looks like a mug. Oh yeah. A Star-Lord mug.
Oh, see, that's fun.
She's got a ton of these. She's got a Jabba one. And, oops. Going to make a mess here.
Yep.
That's okay. The new manager will clean it up.
I'm going to leave this alone because my wife likes all of her stuff pristine, and I just messed up the styrofoam.
Just give it to her like that.
I don't know what happened. We never touched it.
She might not even open it because she already knows what's in there.
I'll make it up to you, Kathy.
This is pretty cool. This is the last thing in here. This is a scarf.
Oh, ooh, that is cool.
That is way cool.
It's a Groot scarf.
It's a Groot scarf. It runs the length of the scarf on one side, and it's got the pop shadows of the group of the Guardians on the other side.
Man.
It says Guardians of the Galaxy.
That is a lot of fun.
I kind of want that.
You're really struggling with this, aren't you? All this Christmas theme, Guardians of the Galaxy stuff, Steven.
Can I wear that scarf at the at Pete's Comic-Con as an artist?
You have to wear this, yes. All right. Yeah, you have to wear it at the... We need to get you a beret, too.
Yeah, a beret.
He has one.
So other than what I brought, I mean, I've picked up a few clearance items. I picked up more of those Target Iron Man War Machine 2-pack.
What are they calling it? They're calling them the Disco Iron Man?
They call them Disco Iron Man, but
yeah.
I like it. I think it's kind of a fun paint scheme.
And it's just one more 6-inch Iron Man you can stick to
Hall
the
armor.
To the Hall armor. Yeah. So so a few more of those, and I found a couple Marvel Legends here and there. I found another Falcon, Walmart exclusive Falcon. So, but again, I've been pretty light. So,
Kyle, have you know, Star Wars being your main thing, what have you been doing with the Walmart exclusive Scarif Troopers?
Right now, I'm stockpiling them.
Okay, so you've been buying a bunch.
Yeah, well, I haven't been buying a lot. I mean, I've got a half a dozen or so.
Okay. Not Bill, like a lot.
No, no, not like, I mean? I don't drop 100. You know, if I see one or two at a time, I pick them up. But for the most part, you know.
The part I'm struggling with those is, you know, because the last Walmart exclusive was the Shock Trooper.
Yeah.
And that, he's held value really well.
He has, considering, though, at least from our area, I can't speak to everybody, but I didn't get a single Shock Trooper in the store. Same not here. One. I had to get them through
other people.
Mm-hmm. So this one here I've actually seen show up in the store.
Yeah.
So I'm a little hesitant, but...
Like the order number I think is much higher. This is a Rogue One toy.
Yeah.
That was based on a video game.
Right, right.
The red one. Pete's got
one up
the shelf. Yep. Yeah. That's a $30+ figure right now if you want it.
Yeah.
In my opinion, it should be more.
It might be closer to 40. I don't know. Yeah. It's a cool figure, you know. And
I got two of them.
Nice.
One of the few Star Wars figures I have.
Yeah.
I haven't been into collecting those, but I just love that figure.
I've been in two Walmarts recently, Ludington, Fremont, that I want to say had close to 20.
Yeah, I saw the picture.
Yeah, I mean, and like there was a part of me that's like, oh my gosh, Walmart exclusive. As crazy as it sounds, because there's so many Walmarts, these just don't show up everywhere.
Right.
So part of me was like struggling not grabbing them, but really, they're at $20 a piece.
Well,
too much,
you know,
money.
What I tend to do if I see something like that, it doesn't happen all the time,
mm-hmm.
but you throw 10 or so on layaway, and you just make the minimum payments, and by the time you get that done, you might have a better idea about where they're at, and then you can return them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it sucks to do that, but at least you don't stand there with $100 in your pocket and going, oh my God, do I buy all these now or not? Yeah.
Well, it only sucks for everybody but you. So,
well, you know. Yeah.
Well, let's discuss that real quick.
But I also,
can
too.
Can we sidebar here?
Do whatever we want. It's
isn't that the kind of the theme of this show? It's is the our sidebar.
It's a sidebar. We get to the main stuff when we can.
I'll tell you, Kyle and I both have. I would say we are not arguers on Facebook. Peter is.
I'm more of a start an argument and then let people fight.
Yeah.
You know?
But if somebody gets you, if they get you a little jab that bothers you, you'll go.
Which don't take much.
Hell yes, I will.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm right.
I don't see you just, like, I'm not saying you're just a back and forth with people kind of person either, but.
But I love to stir the pot.
Kyle and I, and some of the groups that we were in, and I've seen Kyle do this as well when it gets on the scalper talk.
Right.
And I think Kyle and I come from a very similar mindset. I mean, we're not going out and buying 20 figures.
No.
No, right. we can't afford to do that. But we definitely fit into what people would describe as a scalper because we are buying stuff. I mean, if I walk into a Deadpool right now, I am buying it. Yep. You know,
a Wolverine, and, same thing.
Possibly. You know, Wolverine, I've kind of, not because he still is awesome. And
He's easier to find.
Maybe for you. I've seen one in all of my hunting.
I think Muskegon is awful.
Right.
I can tell you in Grand Rapids, it's feast or famine. You'll walk in and you'll see three Deadpools to make you go, oh, I'm not going to buy that.
Yeah.
Or you'll walk in and you won't see a Deadpool for a month.
Right.
Right.
So I did it. I've done it both ways. I walked in and before Christmas and they put out and I was able to get a Deadpool and a Wolverine. I snapped them both up.
Yeah.
But before that, I didn't buy them because before Thanksgiving, there were, you know, you'd go in, there'd be three Wolverines on the shelf. No Deadpool. I buy a Deadpool every time I find it. But so you're like, okay, well, I turn it down now, and then I don't see it for a month, and as soon as I buy one, I buy it, and then I'm mad because I didn't buy it. It's always that game.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't, I don't buy in bulk like that anymore.
But the reality of it is we would easily fit, when people are talking about scalpers, we fit what their description of that is. We are walking into a store. We are buying up what we can.
For retail.
Yep.
And selling it for a higher price, which is scalping.
Especially when you think it's going to be worth something.
Yes.
Yep. The reason Kyle doesn't buy a bunch of Deadpools because he thinks there's a bunch of them is because it's not going to be worth anything.
Right.
That's the reason.
Yep. So how...
I'm guilty of this too, by the way. I'm not trying to be a...
Right.
Oh, as am I.
My opinion on this is people will pay... Because what happens is someone will post a Deadpool, and they'll say $40. And I see this a lot more in Star Wars groups than Marvel groups. Yes. But they'll post this figure, and they'll say $40. And three people will jump on him and be like, scalper, you're a piece of shit. You know, you're scalping. You don't belong in this community, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, then they'll write sold because it sold for $40. And I'm of the mindset, if someone wants to pay $40 for it, that's up to them.
Yeah.
You guys shut the hell up. It's called business.
That's exactly what I posted on one of my 6-inch Star Wars things. I said, I'm not a scalper. I'm a businessman.
Did you make friends?
No.
But I've also noticed sometimes when you posted something like that, you get a lot of likes.
I do.
Yes.
I get a lot of likes.
And the other people, you know, don't get me wrong. There's people that are going to comment and troll and do those kind of things. I just really struggle, and I totally get it. You know, I understand the, hey, someone wants to walk into your Toys R Us and find a Deadpool, and they can't because you bastards bought them. Okay, I get that.
They should have gotten there sooner.
It's the buyer's fault, though. In my line of thinking, if no one bought them for anything, nobody would do that. If everyone said, this is a toy, everyone said, this is a toy, it's a piece of plastic, I can live without it, I am not, then they would never do that. No scalper would ever do it because there's no money in it.
Right.
But how many times has that figure been scalped? Think about it. Deadpool, okay? So Hasbro pays a company to manufacture this. They pay a certain amount of money for it.
Right.
Hasbro gets them all in, they mark them up, and they send them out. Well, what do? They send them to Diamond. Diamond takes them, marks them up,
yeah.
sells them to me. I take them, I mark them up. It's called capitalism.
Yeah.
You know, and realistically, hey guys, if you're upset about scalping, that's fine. I don't know what industry you work in, but I'm sitting here with, and Zach, my shop manager, has joined us. He wouldn't have a job. I wouldn't have a business if we sold all of our product for what we paid for it.
Yeah.
That's kind of what this whole thing is.
The thing I post,
it's wholesale. You're taking a gamble as a reseller. You're taking a gamble because you're not paying wholesale prices. You are paying retail and then flipping it for higher. I've mentioned this numerous times. My discounts on Diamond are based off of suggested retail pricing. I can go to Meijer and I can buy that figure for $19.99, okay? The suggested retail price on that figure is $22.99. What Hasbro suggests it as, what Diamond, the middleman, those companies, they suggest those at $22.99. So when I buy Star Wars Black, when I buy Marvel Legends, I'm already losing $3 because my percentage is based off $22.99. So the people I'm selling to, I'm already losing to Meijer and to Walmart and to Toys R Us because they're already selling it cheaper than retail. Well, guess what? My percentage off doesn't mean nearly as much when they're already marking them down to their normal retail is already 18 to 19% off. So kiss my ass. At the end of the day, nobody is forcing anyone to pay $40 for a Deadpool.
That's right.
Nobody forced me to pay $70 for my big Bebop and Rocksteady. Well, that's not fair. That's not what you paid for them. Fuck you. That's what I wanted them. And I didn't argue one bit. If you are only a collector and you do not sell and you get upset because you don't find things in the wild and you have to pay a premium for them, that's on your hunting skills. Sorry.
Well, not to mention, too, you know, when I go on, and it's usually, you know, Black Series 6-inch forum, you'll get people that say, well, I live where I live, and it's hard for me to get them. Okay, that's fine. But you order, everybody, if you have internet, you can get a case of them on Dark Side Toys, and they don't charge tax.
Right.
So you can get, now they charge shipping, but that so you can get a Deadpool.
For 20 right. bucks.
You can right. get one. Yep. Don't yell at me because I'm trying to charge 40 for them, and I can charge 40 for them, and people buy them for 40. Right. You're deflecting.
Right.
The big thing I usually say is, okay, so when you go into your store and you put a box of macaroni and cheese in your cart, do you then immediately go to the manager and yell at them because you know that they only paid 30 cents for it when right. you pay a dollar? Or when you go to buy a car, do you corral the manager and give him shit because you're paying $20,000 in a car that you know he only paid $13. Right. Oh, well, that's not the same.
Right.
It's not. You're not comparing apples to apples. Bullshit.
Tosche Station is a business.
Yeah.
Cloud9 Vapor is a business. Antihero Comics is a yeah. business. You know, MesquiteCon. I've had a couple of people say, well, I think, you know, me personally, I think it's kind of bullshit that, you know, people charge money to get into a place where they can spend money. Well, it costs money to make money, folks. Yeah. Nobody handed me that building to hold a Comic-Con in, you know? So there's got to be something. It has to make sense. And if you think it's bullshit, then don't come. That doesn't hurt my feelings. It's to each their own. If somebody wants to pay an inflated price for a toy, they're going to. That's their right. And that bothers me. You're getting involved in something. And I've said it on more than one occasion. And Travis, I want to say it was Travis, had something for sale on Michigan Toy Traders. And I was barking. And I'm going, then don't buy it. Just pass right on past it. Don't like the post. And just keep looking.
Yeah.
What drove you to make you think that, well, I'm passionate enough right now that I feel like I need to say something. Kiss my ass.
I got to tell you, like you were saying earlier, Travis, that we don't do a lot of arguing. I can't tell you how many times I type something else out after.
Yeah.
And then I stop a second and go, okay, right. delete. Yep. Because I usually rattle somebody's chain. I mean.
You know, I guess the one thing I would say, too, and I think all four of us at this table probably are the same way with this. If I walk into a Toys R Us and I go to reach for that Deadpool, and there's an 8-year-old kid reaching for that Deadpool, too, I'm not taking that Deadpool.
Nope.
You know, that's going to that kid.
Every time. Yeah. Every time. I will take that Deadpool every single time.
And
I will, son, I will straight up Marshawn Lynch, just stiff arm.
Stiff arm.
You know what I mean?
Face mask.
And you know, I'm gonna grab the face mask because there's nobody there to call a penalty. You know? So what's his mom going to do? What, you know? Get out of my face.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've never done that, but I've seen kids holding on to stuff before, and it's the only one. And I walk up to them, and I'll say, hey, that's a great thing. I'm just telling you right now, if you don't buy that, I'm going to. And right. I'm going to stand right here until you make a decision.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'll let you buy it if you want it.
Yeah.
And feel free to go to the Lego section.
But I want
stuff.
That if you don't.
But if you're not going to buy that, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
how often do you ever even see a kid looking at Legends?
Well, Legends, Star Wars,
or the stuff we buy.
It doesn't matter.
They're too expensive. Yeah. I mean, realistically, as a parent, you know, every time we go to the store, Pearson wants to buy something. Well, duh, he's a 5-year-old boy.
Yeah.
You know, all kids want to buy stuff. And his big thing, he always goes to the Power Rangers, the Dino Charge. He loves those Zords. And yeah, buddy, every now and again I get him one, but every time we walk into the store, when I was a kid, I always got a Ninja Turtle. That's just the way it was.
Yeah, but they were
$3.99, you know? He doesn't grab anything that's less than $20.
Yeah.
Legends to him, he doesn't even look at them. You know, he has his specific area, and that's it. Parents are not spending $20 on action figures
just
for kids.
Because.
That aisle's for us.
Yeah, just
because. It really
because.
Is.
But it's happened to me a half a dozen times, though, where I've seen somebody grabbing something, and they're hemming and hawing back and forth, and I'm standing there, I look through whatever's left, and I just tell them, hey, I'm interested in that if you don't want it.
But the scalping, though, they relate it to, you know, if you... Me personally, and I have more than one person in my social group of Facebook of people that I've met or whatever that I'm friends with. I know people that have literally gone out and bought 8 Furbies just to turn around and gouge everybody to make extra money at Christmas time. Okay, that's your own prerogative, and you say the same thing. Well, you're scalping. Well, I don't necessarily agree with it, but then again, if you were doing that and you sold toys at a show, that's different. These are people that are... You know, they're just targeting to gouge people. That, to me, I do find that different. You know, if you go out the Hatchkins or the Hatchlings or whatever this year, Hatchables, you know, you're a regular person. You're a lawyer and you just, hey, I want to gouge these families that want to buy these for their kids. A Marvel Legend is not that.
No,
a Star Wars Black is not that to me. You know, a Tickle Me Elmo, that kind of stuff, that's a little bit different. We actually are in a realm of, we are business people. Like you said, Kyle, you hit the nail on the head. We are making, we have a side business and it's supporting our habit. You're not buying all those hatchlings because you collect them. You're buying them just specifically to gouge toys that are meant to be for children. And I will argue all day that I think those two things are different, but that's what people try to relate it to is the scalping, the concert tickets. It's illegal to scalp a concert ticket. So what do? Or, hey, Red Wings game, a playoff game. You know, you can't legally sell those tickets for more than they're worth. So you get on eBay and you sell a Red Wings hat for $1,000 that comes with a free set of tickets.
Yeah.
That's how you get around it. It's always going to be that way. The fact of the matter is, if you don't like what somebody's doing, don't get involved. Yep. And we don't need your comment. You know, well, that's too much for that. The first time Kyle and I ever spent time, just him and I outside of the group, was we spent an hour walking around at Kane County together, you and I. Everybody split up. Kyle walked into every single booth and leaned into me and said, that's way too much for that. He's never going to get that for it. He didn't walk up to the guy behind the counter and go, hey, dumbass, there's no way. The 2 booths down, they got it for half of that. He said it to me. We had a conversation, and there was 2 things he saved me on of, no, dude, that's cheaper down the way. And there's 2 things that I bought, and I went, holy shit, I saved $40. But he was doing it. It was amongst friends. He wasn't calling out the shop owner.
No.
He wasn't doing it in public, you know, and that's what these people are trying to do. The difference is, as always, comes back to the anonymity. Everybody's got big old brass balls behind the keyboard, and they're going to try to make the world right by bitching. It's bullshit, man.
Absolutely. A lot of trolls out there.
Myself included. But you'll never see me troll about that.
Sweet. The heck was that?
That would have been one of the figures that Steven posed awesomely on the shelf earlier.
What do you read him? Anybody?
I am.
Peter. What do you got?
Southern Bastards, Volume 2. a lot of fun. Jason Aaron, you guys know him from Scalped, correct? Was his big one of his big ones. A lot of fun. More of an origin story, kind of goes back a little bit. Another book I read that I enjoyed was the new Daredevil Punisher book. So, again, art's fun. I love the what they're doing with Daredevil now with the black costume. I think that's really cool. I love, I've totally lost him. His invisible buddy.
Oh,
Hotspot.
Yeah. Is that what his name is? Hotspot.
No. Hotspot. We're back to the Protectobots.
What the hell's his name?
I don't know. I haven't read it.
Oh, shit. I'll think of it.
Invisible Boy.
But, you know, and of course, Frank Castle. Now, I will tell you, Steven.
Pete is grabbing some books.
Yeah, Steven made a comment when we talked about the Punisher standalone the other day that was not his Frank Castle, the way that he was drawn.
Mm.
And just to
the
show
way Steve
you.
Steve Dillon draws him. Yeah.
Yeah, show you the example, find a good example here. That's your Punisher.
Much better.
Yep. You know, he obviously he's a little bit older looking. He's a little bit more weathered in the face.
Stronger.
So, yeah.
Yep. Thicker neck.
Yeah, there's your Punisher.
Yes, that's how I think so, Punisher.
And again, it was a lot of fun. It was a good read, very entertaining. So, quick read. So, that's what I read. Blind spot.
I love how Steven's like, that's my Punisher, even though he's never read a Punisher book.
I have two. I read Punisher Max.
All of them?
No, the first volume.
Oh, you mean the first comic in the first volume?
Like the first volume.
The one that Steve Dillon drew.
Oh.
I know. Oh, so I thought it was weird then.
That's so good.
Not my Punisher, though.
It's not the Punisher. It's not what comes to my brain when I think of Punisher.
Right.
I'm one issue into this, the Black Widow. Fun. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. So, very classic Black Widow. The kind of the bright red hair, the bob, it's gonna be fun. So,
All right.
I didn't read anything.
All right.
I had a real slow week, unfortunately. So,
Steven, how did the 2-3 pages you read of the Thundercats He-Man crossover go?
I haven't read anything. Any spare time has been drawn.
Wow.
That's where that Mount Rushmore came from.
The Mount Rushmore's awesome.
I'm very surprised. I thought you guys were gonna sit down and
just hammer out just, some
and I was going to be sitting here with crickets in the background.
No. What'd you read, Kyle?
I'm actually... When you guys started doing the comic book stuff, that's one part of the segment where I kind of I tune out. I mean, I don't tune out. I listen because you guys are always great. But so I started thinking, you know what? I need to get into this a little bit more. So I you guys know I just don't have the time to read and watch a lot of TV and stuff. So what I have is, and this is a cop-out, I'm going to tell you right up front, I have Marvel encyclopedias.
Nice.
So I just peruse through when you guys talk about
characters.
Right. I peruse through to kind of get a little bit like, so I could care less. 6 months ago, give a rat's ass about Iron Fist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't wait.
I love those encyclopedias.
And
they're fun.
Yep.
I mean, I go through and I read and I thought Squirrel Girl was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
No, Squirrel Girl is an actual Marvel character. And Echo, I mean, just
Squirrel Girl has her own book going right now.
So I'm trying to listen.
Yeah.
I'm trying to catch, you know, kind of get into a little bit. So when you guys talk about different characters and stuff that I don't know, I mean, obviously I know Frank Castle and Punisher is.
Yep.
And so it's in my bathroom. I won't lie.
No, man, they're fun.
But I like reading them. I just got the latest update, so... Now I'm listening a little more to it and enjoying a little bit more than I was before. So
cool.
Well, and Olivia does that because she'll be like, we watch Civil War. Like, well, she didn't know who Crossbones was.
Yeah.
So she goes to her book and reads about him. Oh, okay, Dad. And so it kind of, if she has a better connection to those characters, those things are absolutely so much fun.
It's nice. I mean, it's a little blurb. It's not like it's in depth or anything, but it's enough to kickstart something and go, okay, now I really want to know a little more about Iron Fist.
You should try that, Steven.
Yeah. You know what's been happening, though? You know that little encyclopedia you let Claire take?
Yeah.
So that thing is in the back of my seat in my Jeep. It's in the there's a little pocket there. So when we're riding somewhere, like when we
are
to Kalahari,
sure? Because I've seen that recent Spider-Man pizza Spider-Man box.
No, when we recently went to Kalahari, Claire likes to take out that book and she's in the back seat and she'll flip through it page by page and she'll go, "Dad, do you know who Firestar is?" And I'll say, "Yep." And then she'll flip another page over and she'll say, "I don't know. You know who Moon Knight is?" "Don't really know much about Moon Knight." And then she'll read me
some stuff. Yep.
The whole thing about Moon Knight, which is kind of cool because she's learning.
Yeah,
right. You know,
and reading. Yeah,
yeah, it's a fun thing she did. She'll do that for a long time.
Sweet. All right, TV, movies, and trailers. We had two big trailers drop, and I think they dropped almost on the same day.
Pretty close.
Yeah, which
I watched them on the same day,
which was weird to me because I'll tell you. We're going to talk about Logan, and we're going to talk about Power Rangers. The fact that Power Rangers dropped relatively so close to Logan made me appreciate it differently than when we just watched it again before we started this podcast. So let's talk about Power Rangers first, and we'll go to Pete. I mean, he hasn't really talked much this episode, so what do you think, Pete?
You guys didn't ask me to be a part of this to sit here. So let's get that clear right now.
Yeah, but we asked you to be a part of it. Part.
He's a part. He's
I'm a very large part. I honestly, after seeing the trailer today, I saw the toys was kind of my first exposure. The picture, and I was disappointed in the toys. The Megazord looked terrible, I thought. I feel like they are adultifying the Power Rangers a little bit. I feel like that movie is meant for me, the 30-year-old guy who loved Power Rangers back in 96. Some of the little humorous quips, they pushed a couple of those things were kind of pushed, and you know, to an adult nature. There was the racial theme in the pool where the black Power Ranger says, "I'm black," and the black guy says, "No, you ain't." You know, it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. I love their take on the Iron Man Power Rangers suits. I think that's going to be absolutely cool. The CGI for the Zords I thought was great looking. Very, you know, reminiscent of the Transformers that we the parts of the movies we actually like.
I thought it still had a bit of a classic look though to it too.
Right, but as far as the way they did the CGI, the way they moved and stuff was very good, yeah. Like Transformers. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. To me, it's going to be probably like Ninja Turtles. Very entertaining, had a good time, and enjoyed watching the movie, and then you just kind of move on to the next thing. So
you're a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger guy. I mean, that's without a doubt, I think. So I think that
I don't think we need to question his sexuality.
I think that trailer...
Whatever you say,
since
man.
2017.
I think that trailer... I wanted to know what your response was going to be to it. I could tell you, watching that trailer, I even got a little bit of the hair on my arm stood up a little bit. I'm like, man, yeah. It looks fun.
Right. It made you excited to want to see the movie.
Yeah.
And that's what a trailer's supposed to do. So they hit the nail on the head with that.
Steven?
I think that is what that trailer showed us is the direction Power Rangers needs to go. Power Rangers, to me, has always... just looked, it's not that it looks stupid. I mean, I'm a MOTU fan. It always just looks so cheap. The toys look cheap.
It's because they were.
Yeah.
Those, you know, other than the action figures were terrible.
They you were. Know? Kids they were, loved them and they yeah. would, I remember my mom babysat.
Yeah.
My mom babysat children when I was a teenager. So, you know, I'm getting to the age, I'm getting kind of out of toys. That's when Power Rangers were big. These little boys she'd babysit would always have these toys, and I'd always look at them and go, why? Why? They're crappy toys. The show, it was a live-action cartoon. I mean, yeah. You know, it really was. It was just ridiculous, and the show looked cheap. But what they were trying to do on the budget they probably had, it was going to look cheap. And I'd imagine that's part of its charm. I don't relate to that, but I kind of get it.
Well, there was and there was a ton of voiceover work. Relating it to a cartoon is a great example. Because you saw the characters that we know, Jason and Trini and Kimberly and Billy and Zach, that's here. They filmed that here in California. And then everything else was done
like in
Japan.
Anything when they're in a helmet?
Yeah, when they're in a suit.
When they're fighting, that's yep. not those actors.
It's all voiceover
work.
It's
all the stuff
work.
That's Japan. Those, yep. yeah, they
explosions
bought.
Were all very...
All that's Japan.
What reminisced for me? It was Godzilla.
Yeah,
it was exactly, cheap ass Godzilla exactly effects. What it was. All that stuff was done in Japan. Yep. Then they edited it together here.
Yep.
And like I said, it was a lot of just voiceover work.
Yep. I thought the guy with the ponytail, was he the Green Ranger or turns into the White Ranger?
He was originally the Green Ranger.
Isn't he a martial arts guy?
Yes.
He is a because they did martial arts because they would fight putties like in street clothes.
Right.
Always the color of their suits, right, you know. Of course. But those actors, yes, did ninja fighting, they did that kind of thing. But as soon as they were into their suits,
it was an
actor from Japan.
Yeah.
That was doing all of that, and it was all voiceover
stuff.
They
all got shorter really quick.
So, yep. Yeah, and scrawnier,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we just watched the episode the other day, Pearson and I did, of Jason, the Red Ranger, is in a weightlifting competition, and he bench presses 200 times. And you're like, that doesn't ever happen ever in the history of the world. But, I mean, he's a big guy, and then he gets into his suit, and you're like... Hey, look at Chun-Li over there, you know. Yeah.
Well, I think that's when they started to get later and when they started to put like the little armor things on them, because people were starting to say, "Hey, okay."
Right.
You know,
yeah.
we the guy, you know, he's 38 inches wide, and then we show a 12-year-old girl in a red outfit jumping right. around.
Yep.
You know, a lot of the kids weren't caring.
Yeah,
you know,
right. they didn't even know. And the thing that always made it feel cheap to me is the other than Rita, the mouths didn't really move on the bad guys. You know what I mean? They always just kind of talked and their mouths never moved because it was, again, it was a budget thing. And at that time, they didn't have, you know, Turtles came out a few years before that. And that was a marvel in what they could do with making them talk and that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And Saban didn't have that type of a budget. So... Yeah. It was the best they had with what they had at the time.
Yeah.
And
what
so,
they were going for.
Right. And now you take 2016 and you apply that to what, you know, 20 years ago. I mean, it's the 20th anniversary, really.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fun, I think. But
are you going to see this, Kyle?
You know, I come from a different, obviously come from a different mold with it. My kids love the Turtles, or excuse me, the Power Rangers. I still have original Megazords. Now they're in play with condition and stuff. But... to me, that was their thing. That wasn't my thing. And I remember how they reacted, similarly to when I did, when I was their age and stuff. And to me, it was the same thing. It was cheesy. It was hokey. My kids loved it. Great. I'm happy they found something. But just like Steve said, is the progression from it, coming from somebody that really thought it was... A waste of cheesemo, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this trailer and I was like, "Yeah,
yeah, it kinda looks entertaining.
I think they're gonna do it, and it looks entertaining. It doesn't look. It keeps a lot of like we were talking about with the Megazords. It has some of that classic look to it. It kind of looks like a person in a suit,
mm-hmm.
right.
But they've been able to, you know, so they've been able to keep elements of it." To move forward that from the past,
yeah.
But yet they've been able to modernize it without going so over the top.
Yeah,
you know, if they were all CGI,
right?
Forget it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so you know, when I first heard they were making this movie, I rolled my eyes loud. I mean, you could hear them rolling in my skull. And now that I've seen the trailer for it, and it's intriguing.
Yeah,
it's definitely intriguing.
So we're all in.
The coolest upgrade that I think I saw, like a take on the original, I thought Zordon looked awesome. If you guys remember, he was just that.
He was just like
a hologram. Floating it was just
water.
A face. Yeah. You know what I mean? And the way they did it with the almost like the dot matrix, like the cubes.
Yeah.
I thought that was a really cool.
You know who
updated
that is
take.
Too, right?
It's Cranston.
Oh, is it?
Brian Cranston.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
See, now that's even better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So pretty wild.
What is the little robot's name? It's escaping me.
No clue.
I could not tell you.
Damn it. No, but he's small.
Yeah.
I mean, he
was
like full size. He was
a
regular
bigger
size.
Yeah, he was a little bit bigger.
He appeared to me to be about
head.
The same height, but he was much thinner.
No,
the,
he seemed to me like he was like waist high total. Like he was looking up at them when he was talking to them. Maybe they were standing on something.
Yep.
I don't know, but it seemed to me that he was like... Ewok size. He didn't seem to be that.
I gotta go a little bit off mic. Zach the intern.
Mm-hmm.
Can you want to be our intern? We need an intern.
Intern Zach.
Us, Yeah.
Why don't we just start sending intern Zach on some missions?
We should start doing some things.
Yes. Like toy hunting and like fighting children for toys for us and stuff.
Yeah.
But with a hidden camera.
Was Power Rangers your thing?
No.
No?
I don't know.
Too young for it? Were you kind of like in, or was it just?
It's been going on forever.
Yeah,
so.
It's never really.
But there was a lull, wasn't there? It was kind of.
I think there's been every year. No, I mean, there's Power Rangers.
Yeah. Really?
Alpha 5.
Definitely not my thing.
Alpha 5. Thought it was
and
stupid.
It's Bill Hader.
Knew
I love that.
I knew I sounded the voice. I knew I recognized the voice.
Yeah. So moving from Power Rangers, which we're all in on, was Logan, and the Logan trailer popped. And we all enjoyed the first trailer.
Yes.
Had the Johnny Cash music to it. It was pretty good. The Logan trailer just popped, and it's going to be interesting to talk about this. What do you think, Steven?
It really looks good. My first thoughts, not knowing a lot about X-23, which I think no one for sure knows that that's what that little girl is, but I'm... But that's got to be it, though, right?
The two claws.
It's the two clauses that was X-23's thing. And she's got, she only has buy claws, not try.
So, it looks cool. I mean, the little girl thing is kind of, I don't know if that's a comic thing, if she was ever that young. But it looks very fun. It looks like a show. It's like, here's Logan. He's got to relate to a kid that's got the same type of powers as he has, appears to have the same sort of rage he has. It looks good. You know, of course my brain works stupidly. So the first thing I thought is she looks like she has metal claws and she's going to grow. So how's that work with her bones and
God,
you know,
things you think about.
She's going to be stunted that size forever because her bones aren't allowed to grow because the adamantium isn't going to let that happen.
Man, the things he thinks about.
But I really enjoyed Suicide Squad, though. So that's.
I said it was stupid. I said it was entertaining, though. this is stupid shit that pops into my head when I see that. And then when she jumps into somebody, falls over, it's like, well. She doesn't weigh that much. Why is he falling over?
There's no way.
You got a skeleton.
Of course she is. Yeah, right. Thank you. Right. There, that's perfect. I like that.
The adamantium that doesn't grow does weigh a lot. So,
but Hugh Jackman looks awesome in it. I like that the way he's dressed and just the jacket he's wearing. It just has, he has a grizzled look to him that it just looks like it's going to be, I think it's going to be a violent, fun film, which is kind of, it's going to have like a heavy feel to it yet. Everybody's going to be smiling when the ass kicking starts and the blood starts to splat. And so I'm pretty excited about that. It kind of, now you talked about the Power Rangers giving you chills. That time we watched the end of that trailer for Logan, I got chills watching that for some reason. I've seen it before and that hasn't happened. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But yeah, that Power Rangers movie, although I think it looks entertaining, no chills.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, so I'm excited.
Kyle?
Yeah, I'm definitely excited, especially with the way that Fox has been doing their movies lately. You know, you never know what timeline they're in or whatnot. So as I'm watching it, and of course I saw the first one, so you know, you have an idea what's going on when you see the second one. And
but in the first one, did you ever see X-23's claws?
No.
No.
And you never saw Professor Xavier, correct?
You did.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. And there's a line in the first one where he says, Xavier's talking to him, and he says, she's like you, she's just like you. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you see this trailer. And although once I saw it, I kind of did a Steve thing. My first thought was, oh, we get to see blood. I mean, it's going to be rated R.
Yeah.
And then my second thought was, are they going to talk about how if they do tag her with the X-23 moniker,
mm-hmm.
are they going to talk about how somebody has been continuing
the Weapon X program?
And then my brain said, okay, somebody's got his DNA. And the reason why, you know, Xavier says she's like you, she's just like you, is because she's probably related. I mean, she's probably got his DNA. Mm-hmm. You would have to think so.
Yeah.
So... little sister, daughter, however...
clone.
However they
I know
clone,
these things.
Yeah, however they decide to spin it, mm-hmm. I'm interested to see if they give a little backstory to them other than they find each other and they realize they have a bond and they move off into the sunset together.
Yeah.
I'm interested in
I think that those guys that are looking for her
are part of the
Weapon
X program.
That would be my knee jerk.
Yeah. So that's what I'm but the thing is with and it sounds obvious. But with the way Fox has been doing stuff lately, you don't
really
know what you're
going to
get. And that's what I'm saying. I'm hoping that they tie it all together subtly, not so subtly, however they do it.
Right.
Regardless, though, it's been a while since I've been excited for an X-Men.
Whatever X-Men, they do, it will break some other continuity somewhere else.
Yeah, it will.
You know that.
That's fine so long as it's not up front and in my face like the other continuity movies are.
Yeah,
I mean, shit, when they have to finally go in Deadpool and make fun of it, you'd think somebody went, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We need to fix this.
We need to fix it.
Well, and I'm waiting for them to take this movie, and because Hugh Jackman is on his way out as far as being able to be Wolverine, that they're going to replace him with X-23, and then they're going to do a follow-up to X-Men Apocalypse, which is takes place before Logan, but X-23 is like 20 years older. You know what I mean? That's one of my fears, because
that's what bothers the crap out of me.
I initially, when I heard about this movie, I was so excited because I loved Old Man Logan.
Yeah, that's
know?
What I'm glad you talked about this.
And I was just so excited. And now I started to hear and kind of read things about how it's not necessarily the Old Man Logan storyline, but so I kind of was a little bummed. I was super excited today. That's the first time I noticed Professor X. So either I didn't totally take it in or I missed it. But the fact that they revealed what we believe to be X-23 makes me super excited about the movie, even though I was hoping to see Blind Hawkeye. I was hoping to see the Hulk's grandkids in the Fantastic Four mobile being assholes. I was hoping that the landscape was going to be the country divided into four factions. That doesn't appear to be the world in which this movie takes place.
But it's possible. So, I mean, it's possible they make reference to it. It's possible they could.
But again, that's my fear with it's too soon. You know what I mean?
Here's what I think happened. We got a picture of Jackman as an old man.
Right.
And the internet went crazy and said, oh my God, Old Man Logan.
They're going to do it.
They're going to do it.
Nowhere has it officially ever been called Old Man Logan.
No, never officially.
We all were like, because we're comic book nerds.
We clung to it because we loved Old Man Logan.
Oh my God, I don't know how they're going to do it because they don't have all these rights, but it's still going to be so awesome. And now we're getting the reality of, it's nothing like that.
Right.
It's just, it's going to be a Logan story.
Right.
And it's Logan in the future.
Right.
He's old.
We hope, we think.
Yeah, we'll see.
Logan in the past.
Right.
Who knows the fact?
Yeah, right. This is.
Do you foresee any other characters appearing in Logan that we would be surprised by?
I think so. You know, they only give us so the guys that are after the girl are they're called the Reavers in the comics, and they're humans that had cybernetic enhancement, like to be like Terminators, pretty much.
Okay.
There's a shot where they're sitting around a table, and there's a black guy sitting there. I can't place who that is really going to be.
Okay.
So
but you're thinking another X-Men kind of thing?
It's going to be something like that.
Somebody from the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then again, it might not be. I mean, who knows? There's been a couple of scenes where you've seen where Logan's at graveyards. They have the X-Men comic there where he's talking about how this isn't how it happened.
Which I thought was kind of neat.
I did too.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like saying, it's kind of like saying this movie's not this. It's not this.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
You know.
So I am excited about that. I have one kind of prediction here.
Okay.
And it's kind of dumb to say it based on two previews that we've seen. I don't think Xavier's alive.
You think he's in his head?
I think he's in his head.
Very Fight Club-y kind of thing?
Yep.
Never seen Fight Club. So.
Wow.
Way he's riding riding in the back seat of the car, and
you never see
his chair,
and you never see him talk to anyone.
No,
besides
in the 2 minutes, Logan. You never see him talk to anyone.
No, you're right. It's 2 minutes. It's a trailer. They throw it together really quick, but there's all this referencing of this girl, you know, and they talk back and forth, but never does this girl have any interaction with. So I now, when I say that, it could either be he's just in Xavier's mind and he's having these memories of Xavier.
But Xavier looks crazy. Old. I mean, he looks a lot older than
him. Yes. Or it is also the fact that maybe because of Xavier's ability, he's
somewhere else projecting.
Put a chunk of consciousness in into Logan's head.
Because I have to keep Logan under control. This is the only way I'm going to be able to do it.
That's
deep. But that's just when I watch the trailer, there's just something about it to me that doesn't make sense because how the fuck is Xavier still alive?
Well, he's been,
You know, but if it's so far in the future,
you know, the only thing.
But there's no good indication of how when far. It is.
Yeah.
You know?
The only thing,
I should try to pay attention to the cars.
They're modern. They're regular cars.
But there's a scene there. There's a couple different scenes toward the end of the trailer where it looks like Logan is trying to walk forward and he's being hit by some kind of sonic wave. And it shows the little girl doing the same thing.
Yep.
And then it shows
what you think is Xavier
in the light,
mm-hmm.
maybe doing that. So that would maybe indicate that that's not the case. But man, I really like your theory. That is strong.
What is that even? I watched that scene and it's confusing to me because it's like you said, it's Xavier sitting there. There's something happening that's making these guys have to use their claws to crawl. That's not Xavier's ability. To me, it's strange. I just don't. I'm excited. I think the movie looks good. It's a violent Wolverine film. Any standalone Wolverine book I've ever read, absolutely love. They'll fuck up the story. They're going to do things that are going to piss us off, like not put him in his costume again. But it's still
going to be entertaining. And if they put him in a costume, it's not going to be the one anybody wanted.
Probably not.
You know? But again, I love Wolverine and jeans and a fucking wife beater taking care of business. You know, so
well this movie doesn't. This movie from the 2 minutes we've seen of it, it just doesn't look like a costume movie.
No, it
definitely doesn't.
It looks like jeans and a wife beater,
right? And the one question that I have is they've shown us Wolverine over the years. Why all of a sudden is Wolverine going gray now? You know what I mean? Because he was
in the Civil War. Yeah, he was in the Vietnam War.
I mean, he's never. Because his thing has kind of been, I'm immortal because nothing can kill him.
I thought he just aged really slow.
It does. But.
And maybe age is really slow, but
well,
it's hard to tell me that he aged 2 years in 200 and then all of a sudden in 5 years aged 40.
And it might be something they'll say about his healing factor.
You guys are stupid getting into this nitpicky shit. What the hell?
It might be that his healing factor is slowed down. Because,
And what really bothers me is, well, how is X-23 going to get bigger if her skeleton's covered in animated?
He doesn't understand comedy, how I'm actually ragging on myself when I say that to you guys.
And that's why I piled on, because I do understand comedy. When somebody's down, you kick them, Steve. Jeez.
You're not down, all right?
January 28th, Waldorf Comedy Club in Hastings, Michigan. I'll be performing a 12-minute opening spot in front of Keith Bergman and Steve Yacht. Tickets are almost sold out, so you're going to want to get those soon.
So, to jump off of Old Man Logan, but a nice little segue, this guy has been talked about to be the guy to replace Hugh Jackman.
Who's that?
And that is Tom Hardy. And I will tell you, after watching Taboo... episode 1 and 2 on FX.
You are watching Taboo.
Mm-hmm.
I recorded both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I was excited.
Mm-hmm.
I like Tom Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
Hit me.
Have you watched it yet?
No.
I love it.
Okay. Is he going to be a good Wolverine?
I think the guy could be anything he wants to be.
I loved him in The Revenant. He was great in The Revenant.
Bane. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
I liked him as Bane. I mean, I know people bitched about how he talked, but.
I just Max.
That is, to me, the greatest example of why he would be a good Wolverine.
How tall is he?
He's not very tall, I don't think. You know what? I think he's 5'9". Holy crap.
That's exactly the question I had.
Really?
But then again, Wolverine is short.
5'6".
Yeah, so. Wolverine is short.
That's why I asked. You know?
Closer than Hugh is like,
6'3"? The height has never bothered me. No. Never bothered
me. It never bothered me either, but if they're going to reboot Wolverine...
Yeah, try and make it right.
Right.
Hugh Jackman, to me, has been an amazing Wolverine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I absolutely love him, and it would be hard to see someone else do it. But, like I've said about everything, good actor, good writing, he can make all that stuff go away.
Yeah.
Here's my biggest question. You're Tom Hardy, okay? You are insanely successful. You've been well loved in multiple different roles. You are a star that people, you know, you're not hurting for work by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
You're reading script after script. You're picking the roles that you want to play.
He's directing. He's writing. He's right. got his plate full.
Right.
For the next 15 years.
Do you, in that position, try, with your level of success, to fill the shoes of a Hugh Jackman leaving a role? I could see being a big star going, I've worked so hard to get where I'm at. Why would I shoot myself in the foot by being hated by everybody because I'm not Hugh Jackman?
Yeah.
You know,
good point.
Or the same token, you go in and go, you sit down and I, you know, hey, you know, Hugh and I've been to, we've been going to dinner once a week talking about this. And I think I can do him justice. And if they give me the leeway that I want within that role, I can do it. You know, so there's two totally different sides of the coin to me of bringing somebody in. I wouldn't want to follow any of those footsteps. Mm-mm. You know, Tony Stark when he's gone, Chris Evans when he's gone, nobody wants to be that person because they have transformed themselves into that role. And I think that he is up for the challenge. I just hope that he looks at it and feels that same way because I think he would do a great job.
I think he would too, but how old is he? I mean, you know, Hugh Jackman is, I think he's my age. I think he's
in turn. Time.
No, Hugh Jackman is, I think, 55.
Is he?
Intern.
I think so.
Okay.
How old's Hugh Jackman?
Figure it out. And so, same thing with Tom Hardy. Okay, how old is
Tom Hardy?
Say everything goes
Tom
forward.
Hardy, I think, is my age. Early
okay.
30s.
Okay, that's okay, then you're
Hugh
looking
Jackman's
at...
48.
Okay, he's a little older than I am, yeah. So,
but not much.
Not much, no. you know, you get Tom Hardy, everything looks great. Now you're talking, if he's 35, so... By the time they get this stuff going,
Tom
he's 30.
39.
Okay. He's not going to be Wolverine because he's doing the same thing.
I think he can be. I think Hugh Jackman could be Wolverine for 10 more years. I think he's just choosing not to be.
All right. Well, and that's, but I totally get what you're saying, Kyle, because you're only giving yourself a 10-year window. Spider-Man, okay? You've gone back to 15 years old. You've given him a 40-year career as Spider-Man. You're not doing that for Tom Hardy, you know?
And he has to take that in consideration, too. Okay,
right.
Here's my schedule for the next 15 years. I can get one Wolverine movie in.
Right.
I've always felt Wolverine always looked like an old dude.
That's mm-hmm. what I was just going to say.
Well, there's a difference between looking old and looking like Frank Castle does.
Right. Well, no,
I look
but,
old.
But Wolverine shouldn't be a fresh-faced baby face.
No, he needs to be weathered for sure.
You know, if you look at Hugh Jackman in the first X-Men movie,
he does look young, like a child.
He is young, a baby yeah. face.
And not only
you
young,
know?
But there's that scene where he's got no shirt on.
He's not even really that great a shape.
Not
yeah.
great shape.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying
he's
got to be
sideways,
20 years old.
Shredded.
Yeah. You know, but...
Right. No, I get what you're right. saying, too. You want to have a 10 to 20-year window.
He needs to
Yeah, you've got to build a future. You can't just look at now.
He needs to be in his late 20s.
Yeah.
Somebody that could is believable by both the production company and the public, and yet will have that gruff exterior.
Well,
but know?
And you look at when you talk about pleasing the public, you're pleasing comic book fans. You're trying to please the comic fan, the movie fans. There's a wide
broad demographic
people you're trying to make
yeah.
happy.
You can't make
you know?
Those comic fans happy.
One thing I want to say too is if Hugh Jackman being I would say pretty much loved in the role. There's people I've heard people say that they don't like him as Wolverine, but I think for the majority he's well received. You know, Pete talked about the difficulty of following that for any actor, whether it's Tom Hardy or whoever it is. I think the difference is here is it's not like Hugh was on board and they couldn't get to they wouldn't pay him enough money or he had a falling out with somebody and he was being replaced. Hugh Jackman's hanging up the claws. He's saying, you know, so I think that would make more people have more open arms to whoever does accept the role. Plus,
you mean like he's not filling a vacancy because somebody forced Hugh Jackman
exactly.
out? Exactly. That's a great point. It
yeah.
really is.
No one's forcing Hugh Jackman out. In fact, you know, haven't we heard rumblings from Deadpool?
Yeah.
That he's trying to talk you into doing a Deadpool movie with mm-hmm. him as well, and.
Yep.
I know those two guys are friends.
I do. Oh my god!
That
and
would
I'm
be.
I'm not saying that's. I don't believe Hugh Jackman's done as Wolverine. I really don't.
Well, he may not be done, but he's not gonna sign a three movie contract.
You're right about that,
you know,
for sure.
But
he can't keep. Once he's replaced, he's going to be done.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I totally agree with that. Yeah.
So if they're like, we want to make a movie next year, and he's like, no, I'm out, and they replace him, he's going to be pretty much done.
Yep.
He's got to do, if he's going to do
this. Although, you know what? Deadpool would have him in it, and they would make comments about him being the alternate universe.
Yeah.
Ultimate universe Wolverine.
Yeah, sure they would.
Yeah. And I think at this point, Ryan Reynolds can do whatever he wants.
And Ryan Reynolds would even probably mention the other actor that's playing Wolverine exactly. in the other movie.
Wait, who are you?
Yeah.
Wait, Tom Hardy, right? I'm sorry, I got you confused with someone else.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do you keep calling me
you
Tom?
You were that dude in a Star Trek movie.
So, like I was saying, though, Taboo, check it out. FX, enjoyable. It's different. It's back, we're talking...
like Salem Witch Trial,
colonial USA, you know, kind of thing. It's good. And Tom Hardy is, you know, Heidi, you were watching it together, and she goes, "That dude's scary." And when you watch a show and the actor makes you go,
right.
"That dude's scary." I mean, it's that good.
We need to move on.
Yeah, really quick, I want to say
long.
This.
Not that that's a bad thing.
A minor rumor. It's nothing except for they posted a picture together. Pierce Brosnan is Cable. Yes or no?
Yes.
Pierce, isn't he like a little guy?
Yes or no?
I don't see it.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Yeah.
I'm down with it too.
Yeah. And real quick, just to follow up with that, if anybody has, I know on my satellite service, I've got Access TV, and they have a TV program called Nothing But Trailers, and it just shows anywhere between 20 minutes and 3 hours of trailers, and I actually record that.
Awesome.
And I watch that. So if anybody out there has that channel, put it on. Nothing But Trailers is the actual TV show.
Kyle, there's this thing on the internet. It's called YouTube.
Nuh-uh.
And it does like the same thing.
Yeah.
Wait, is that on the what are those things? The computer thing, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but it's all in one shot. You don't have to. You don't.
I don't have
a
YouTube app on my flip phone.
You could just put trailers. And it would just keep playing trailers.
Show you the one trailer.
He really likes when he's got to go to his TV and turn that dial to get his satellite to.
And he's got
to
climb up on the roof.
It takes a minute or two though, because when I turn it on, it has to warm up.
Yeah.
Gotta get those tubes hot. Tubes nice and warm.
Then there's an ozone whiff of ozone that happens.
All right, so we got
hold on.
Yep.
Did you big screen TVs when they first became a thing? I had a friend of mine in their basement had an old school TV, and you actually folded the front out.
Yes.
And it had mirrors and then a red and green and blue light.
Yes.
That hit the mirrors and then shown and projected onto the screen.
Yes.
Did you have one of those?
Yes.
Their dog chewed up one of the girl that I was hanging out with, chewed up one of her sandals. So the good one was by the TV, because when you rocked it forward, you had to whack whack on the side of it with the sandal to get it to turn on.
We never
but
had
it was
to do
so
that,
cool looking,
it
man.
It was huge, and it took up a whole wall, and it came out about 4 or 5 feet.
Oh, yeah. It was absolutely cool the way that the technology at that time.
Yeah, it was tits.
So,
it was tits.
Yeah.
So.
All right, so we got a couple comments to get to on our Facebook.
I love this intern Zach thing. We got to mic him up, and that's so free beer and hot wings. I love that. So, all
right. So,
you ever had an internship before, Zach?
Couple.
Well, you got another one.
Not one this special.
All right. So here are questions. Rob sent in. He had 4 questions for us.
I love Rob's questions.
Yeah, Rob's questions are pretty good this time too. I'll tell you. What is your prediction for the number one movie this year?
Oh, that's easy.
I agree. What do you think, Peter? He's got a confused look on his face.
Peter would be the
now
one.
Now he's pondering.
No, Peter's going to be the only one confused.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to remember the number one movie of this year. I would say it's probably going to be Star Wars Episode 8.
Yes.
Yes, in December.
Yeah.
For the general population. For me... it's probably going to be one of the Marvel movies.
I mean, he means
you know?
Money with box office,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
So, episode but yes, I mean...
yep. Episode 8's going
to
kill it.
Yeah, Star Wars is going to just...
yeah.
And honestly, because of when they come out, they'll probably be top 3 of 2018 as well.
Yep. Right.
Because of revenue, you know what I mean? So,
thoughts on the newest Logan trailer in X-23? We definitely hit that, maybe.
Yeah.
So, here's where it gets fun. If the three of you were thrown into a steel cage... with only one fork. Who would come out alive? P.S. You haven't eaten in 24 hours, and winner gets a buffet of their choice.
What are, I mean, are we wearing what we're normally wearing? Because that gives someone in the group a very distinct advantage.
I think the fact that it says you only have one fork.
We're nude.
Nude.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if I imagine how Rob pictures this going down. Right.
Rob's thinking of nude dudes.
Yes, we're definitely
he's thinking of nude dudes.
Yeah.
I will be the first to comment on this.
Yep. That's surprising.
As desperate as I am, it will not be me. For the simple fact of Steve's the wrestling and grappling and stuff. I think he's going to twist my head off. You probably have a better chance, but you're so lazy. You're like, fucking just kill me and be done with this shit. You know what I mean? Because you're not going to break a sweat trying to fight.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So Steven all the way.
I would have to agree with Steven all the way from the simple standpoint of, I feel like I probably am the most trained here. I do not ever want Steve to get a hold of me.
No.
Yeah. And the one benefit.
The guy who crawls over Steve at every show we go
the
to.
The one benefit I would have is if we were naked, Steve
we
would
go.
Run
there we go.
From me like a right. child.
There we go.
And while he's running, I would, because I fight like a girl, I would grab a hold of his nutsack and just pull. Like, I'd bite a wiener if I had to. You know what I mean?
Whatever it took,
I'm clawing
right?
eyes. I'm pulling
You'd bite
hair.
A wiener if you didn't have to.
That's true.
You're talking about your
That's
daughter's
true.
At the door.
I'm still going to go with Steven this because
get
of
Zach
the fact.
The intern to handle yeah. it.
Intern Zach, will you get the front door, please?
The fact of I have seen Steve's strength firsthand.
Right.
And he can be a bitch. And he's just as lazy as us.
Right.
But he is scary strong. Right. Scary strong.
Can we expound very briefly? Okay, mm-hmm. Travis, your word to pull it out. What's your buffet? What's on your buffet?
I'm going to say Bernio's Pizza Buffet.
Nice. Steven?
Yeah. Oh, man, I was thinking Mexican. I want a Mexican buffet. I want to build my own tacos and burritos and
mm-hmm.
pasta. Mm. I want macaroni and cheese. Meyer Brand's got to be Meyer Brand.
You're a carb
addict.
I want
it's Alfredo, awesome. And I want spaghetti. I want just pasta.
Ugh.
Carb it up for my next big fight. You know what I mean?
Also, off subject.
You're already carved up.
Yeah. Off subject. Pete, your thoughts about all the proposed laws against vaping that sound ridiculous.
To be completely honest with you, some of the laws make perfect sense. And to just not to bore the audience, not having juice accessible to the customer, you know, having to be 18 to buy it. I'm down with all that stuff. Really, what's going to change is going to be a lot of the product that we're going to be able to get. So companies are going to go out of business that are selling juice because they're not going to be able to manufacture it the way they're making it now. It's not going to hit us nearly as hard as the companies. We'll still have product to buy because they'll have FDA regulations and approval. So we'll be fine. Some of the stuff, like I said, it's bullshit, but I'm not terribly concerned as far as our existence. There's just going to probably be more hoops because the government wants money.
Yeah.
And we're up against big tobacco because that's really who's pushing all of this, because we've converted, you know, hundreds of thousands of smokers to using vapor products and they're losing money. And that's exactly what it comes back to. So they're manufacturing their own vape products. They're the only ones that can afford FDA regs right now. So that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's kind of the way it works, right?
Yep. So,
all right. And now I have a buddy of mine, a high school buddy. He's in the military, 17 years in the Air Force. He's in his last run. Well, we'll see. I think it's his last run. But he is in England. And he is at the point of his life now where he can do something that we do now, and that's collect. So he sent me these questions. I have some questions that I know you boys can answer. I am starting a Star Wars collection, which you know. At what point do you decide to not open boxes and play with them?
At what point do you decide to do that?
Yep.
You can't enjoy it. I can't enjoy it unless I open my boxes and play with them. The figures are so much better out of the box. I mean, how many times have we opened stuff up on here and you're like, oh, I like that in the box, but now seeing it out of the box.
Yep.
Travis says this a lot. You know, it's so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, Pete brought up in the last episode how much space packaging takes.
Yep.
I opened figures the other day, and the intern, Zach, took three full garbage cans out to the dumpster. So,
yeah.
And I think, too, the question, I think the way he's asking it, I think what he really means, too, is from a collector value standpoint. You know, we're looking at it, that the way you answered it is looking at it for the enjoying the toy. But if he's looking at it from the collection aspect of...
If you're looking at it from a collection aspect...
You can't open it.
Then you need to buy two.
If you're looking at it as an investment, you can't open it.
That's right. That's why I did what I did. I buy two.
Yeah.
I buy one to open, and I buy one to keep for that reason. Otherwise, I agree with Steven. If you're going to buy them and you know no matter what, you're not going to get rid of them unless, God forbid, something happens.
Yep.
Then you open them.
Right.
Yeah. I mean...
It all depends how what kind of collector you're going to be.
It depends on what you want to do. So if you're looking from that aspect of a monetary value, then you have to buy two.
And then those figures out there that, okay, you use Star Wars for an example. So I have a loose complete Maul, 6-inch black. Now, of course, I don't know. I think there's a lot of bootlegs out there that are dragging his price down maybe now. But
it's still the original, the good one is still up there, though. He's still pricey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Without the box, I still could make money off that if I had to sell it.
Oh, yeah.
He's still worth more than he was. And he's worth more than $20.
There is something to be said, too, about, like, you know, Pete was just talking about, too, how many boxes and stuff you get. Well, depending on what you're getting. The Ghostbusters, that's 75% unneed plastic.
Yep.
Star Wars Black, Marvel Legends, for the most part, you can hang those on a shelf. You can hang them like they're hung on a peg at store for a collector to see. Mm-hmm. And they don't take up that much space. Plus, especially the original orange line and the blue line in the Black series.
Yeah.
They look great in the box. And you can pull that insert out and have them on the insert. So you don't have the box, but you still have the back. I mean, so there are a couple different things probably to look at. If he's looking at it for both keeping in... and value, buy one of each. It's the best way to go.
Yep. And I think if you're really... The best part about buying toys is opening them, put them on a shelf, playing with them, moving them around. Mm-hmm. That is the best part about it. But that is much different than if you're just, I'm going to buy this because I think it might be worth something in the future. It's a much different thing. If you're just buying it so you can flip it down the road, you don't open it.
Right.
Straight up.
And with a large collection like that, you're taking a chance... that a lot of that may not be worth what you're paying for it now.
And the majority. Right?
I can tell you all the original Power of the Force figures I bought all the way through the Attack of the Clones line, I was paying, you know, $4, $5, $6 a piece for them, and maybe only 10% of them are holding at twice that value.
Right.
So
it's only one of them is a $100 figure, right. You know, close.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
Which I have.
Nice.
But it's out of the package, so Kyle says that it's not worth shit.
Whoa. Which figure is that?
Remember Weequay or
Oh, yeah, that one's not worth shit.
Yeah, as soon as you take it out of that.
As soon as you take it
out of that. I found that in my thing, and I was like, oh, I have it. Like, I texted Kyle or called him or one of the things, and I'm like, I got it. What's it worth? He's like, is it out of the package?
Bucks, yeah.
Nothing.
Shit. In addition, our toy fairs, like the ones I go to here, so he's got, there's some small, like, little toy, like, similar to the Grand Rapids Comic Con.
In England, right?
I'm sorry, not Grand Rapids Comic Con. The Grand Rapids Toy Show.
Yeah.
Yep, in England.
The homeschool building show.
I go here in England. In addition, are the toy fairs, like the ones I go to here in England, not the best because I feel there is some price inflation, which I understand needs to be done, that kind of puts off customers? So he's asking, is toy shows a good place to buy toys?
It can be.
They can be.
Yeah. You can find gems.
Yeah, you can find gems.
Yep. See you later, Peter. Peter is
Pete's taking
out.
Off.
Yeah.
They can be, especially if you've got, I mean, a lot of my special finds, stuff that I'm really looking for, I've always found at shows.
Yeah.
Somebody either knows what they have and they have it, they know that people want it, or they're trying to get rid of it, or they don't know what they have. A lot of digging.
We, all three of us here, have found gems.
Yeah.
Yeah, for Count Peter, I mean, you can look at his two beasts sitting right there, you know, Bebop and Rocksteady. We have all found gems at toy shows. Ron, you just got to keep your eyes open and just keep looking. And but I will say where that comes from is education.
Yep.
You got to know what you're looking for. You got to know what a good price is.
Know what you're looking for. Know if there's any variants. Know if there's something you specifically want that you really, really... I mean, me and Travis might have 50 loose of the item he's looking for.
Yep.
But he wants it. Or he could want the one thing that nobody has, and he might have to pay for it.
And as toy vendors, too, prices change.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and something that I might have priced for $25, I bought it for $20, and now I'm just trying to sell it for $25. It might skyrocket.
It might.
In 2 years, and I might never even know because I got so much shit, and I've had that thing for so long that a guy might come into my booth, know it's worth $35 now, and say, hey, will you take $20? And I'm like, yeah. Because I got to get rid of this thing, man. I've had it forever.
Yeah.
The more of that shit you intend, the better of a feel you're going to get.
And the hard part is, you are right. There is inflation on those prices because that person had to pay to be at that toy show.
Mm-hmm.
They have to pay to be there. They have to make profit.
They
on
bought
their
that
items.
Product. Yep, then they paid the to product. Be there.
They didn't get the product for free.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, the best thing about that is like Travis said, is, you know, educate yourself and know that at some point, you're going to make a mistake. Yep. You're going to buy something.
You're going
to
win and lose.
Yep. You're going to buy something that you really, really want, and you're going to pay $25 for it, and then 3 weeks later, you're going to be at a show, and they get it for $10. It's going to happen.
Yep. But hell, if you listen to this show, you should have heard my Zartan story.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, patience is a virtue, for sure. Right? Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you are patient, you will find a good deal.
Yep.
The other side of that is, if a good deal is in front of your face,
you gotta get it.
You gotta snag it.
You gotta buy it.
And you'll get, like I said, the more shows you attend, you'll get to that point where I see this at shows all the time, or I've been wanting that and I never see that at a show. I know it's a price tag, but I want it. I gotta get it now because I don't see that.
Know what you're looking for. If you're looking for something that's a year and a half old, you know, more than likely you can still get it. Relatively, you know, it's lost.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You can get it online or whatever. But sometimes, if you're looking for something 10 years old, whew.
And then to wrap it up, and this is a good one. And finally, is it acceptable to barter with a toy vendor for a lower price?
I don't know. In England,
true.
I mean, they have different cultures. At some place, it's like when we go to Mexico; those people want to barter all the time. And I'm, you know, at like a store. You know, it's just different cultures. I don't know what's acceptable over here. Yeah, we do it all. I do it all the time.
I think it's at our venues. It's expected.
It's the norm.
Expected, yeah. Yes. Very rarely do you get a situation like where Pete, you know, where a customer walks up and just hands you money.
Yeah.
And walks away.
You know, I will say there is certain shows that does happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. In it, but it's big. Motor City,
Grand Rapids Comic Con, some of these bigger shows where somebody just they can't not believe that you've got the variant Emma Frost and you're asking $50 for it and they don't care. Here's my money, take it.
Yeah.
Plus,
but
I think
for the most part, people want to get a little bit of it if they buy more than one thing.
I think for me, there's a stigma too. Like you walk into a Travis's booth at Motor City, and most of his stuff is packaged. You know, it's on pegs. It looks like a store in there. Now, you walk over to another booth where the guy's got vintage stuff and it looks more like garage sale-y.
Yeah.
Like, or like I should say, the Grand Rapids Toy Show, everything in there almost looks more
like
garage sale-y.
Yeah.
It feels like the more appropriate environment to haggle, I think.
Yep.
Just my opinion.
Hagglers never hurt. It never hurts. A lot of the stuff I price it to be haggled on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I expect it to be haggled on, and I'm totally okay with that.
Very rarely do I have to tell somebody I'm pretty firm on a price.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not going to be offended.
Nope.
Now, they may tell me a crazy-ass price.
Yeah.
And I'll just, you know, laugh and say, nope, sorry, I can't do that.
Yeah, but,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to get out of my booth.
Yeah.
Yep.
Move on.
So I'd say, Ron, just, you know, give it a shot. You know, you're going to find out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We hope that helps, buddy. Good luck over there, and if anything good, let us know.
Another thing, too, just popped into my head. I hate to drag it on longer, but I would test it out by going. You go up to somebody that, you know, and look at something and be like, hey, this is 30 pounds over there. Was that what they'd say?
Yeah.
30 pounds. I'd be like, yeah, okay, well, let me think about it. If it's a haggling place, they're going to say, I'll take 25 before you walk away.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be able to tell real quick.
It's a lot of legwork regarding of what you're, whatever it is you're reading, doing education on, or going to these shows. It's a lot of legwork. And like you said, you'll make a mistake here and there, but for the most part, as long as you go in with your head on straight, you get what you want.
Yeah.
Or you're not going to pay $75 for something that you don't want to pay $75 for.
Right. You know, and I've found too, and I think you're going to see this because I imagine these shows that you go to are, I don't know, quarterly or once a year, twice a year or something. You're going to go back, and that guy's going to have that same item.
Yep.
And you're going to get a feeling, and this guy's starting to get a little desperate. I got a lot of stuff in my booth right now. I'm not saying I'd give it away.
Yeah.
But I'll sell it at cost.
I'm already there.
Yeah.
I'm already there in some of my Legends pieces that I bought three or four of when,
yep.
And I've got them still. And it's like, okay.
It's time. Yep. Well, is that it?
I think that's it. Hmm. You know what that means?
Well, Steve, Pete's gone.
So right.
Is there anything that you wanted to say that you didn't get a chance to say, Steve?
Like what I wanted to say about the Power Rangers movie before Pete hijacked my whole thing. And then, my gosh.
Yeah. That, you
know. How does he breathe?
Loudly.
Loudly, heavily, a lot. Do you even listen to your own podcast? I mean, you can just tell he's breathing.
I don't know how you get tired sitting.
Well, because his heart is pounding. Just walk out, walk out, walk out, walk out.
Just trying to get that blood to get that blood to those toes. Yeah.
You know what I don't have?
What?
I don't have our new music without the voice stuff on it for the outro.
No, just play.
We're gonna play our classic.
Play that. I like that. The Empire music.
The Empire music.
Yeah.
All right. We got Imperial Hoedown in the machine.
Perfect.
So that's gonna wrap up episode 58 of the My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me podcast. Pete's gone. You're left with me trying to wrap this thing up. You know, check us out on Facebook. Check us out, wifeiskillingme@gmail.com. Check out Wife Is Killing Me on Instagram. Ooh, we got another one. The mixer's going crazy again. Look at that. The podcast where me and my friends talk about
this. This is fun.
Want any chance?
I'm not doing any of this. No, I think we're back. I had to turn the music down. Totally. I got to get this fixed. We got to get the new iPad going on. Anyways, what I was saying, check us out at wifeiskillingme@gmail.com. Check us out at wifeiskillingme@Instagram. You can always check us out at toydomesticviolence.com. I think I said that. And make sure you like Pete's page for the Mesquite Con. Just, you know, you might not live around here, but you might spread it around to someone who lives around here. So do that too. And thanks for listening. For Travis, Kyle, and Pete, this is Steve. See you in the toy aisle.